Blog Talk Radio.
Party people, your dreams have now been fulfilled. Get your ass up and then get ill. That's right, y'all. We more than rough. We're calling you bluff. And when it comes to rock,
on the double, and you don't let it trouble your brain, cause away goes trouble down the drain.
brand new banger.
Fatitup.com, customizing in spats, arm sleeves, custom uniforms, headwear, and a variety of sports apparel. Fatitup has been servicing the sports world for nearly 2 decades, specializing in football, basketball, baseball, track, hockey, lacrosse, swimming, and wrestling. Go to the website, shop.fatitup.com. That's shop.fatitup.com. Check out some of the sports packages and receive special discounts. No order is too small or too large for Spat It Up. Be sure to check out our Wear Your Words t-shirt section. shop.spatitup.com. That's shop.spatitup.com. Or give us a call toll-free at 1-844-772-8887. That's 1-844-772-8887. Spatitup.com, the world's largest customized online sports company. And remember,
when you can bat it up. Yeah, 2S Entertainment, your one-stop shop for everything entertainment. Okay. Music production. Mixer and master.
Video production.
Website.
Graphic design.
EPK.
Artist development.
DJ.
And
much more. Special rates and discounts. Studios
nationwide.
For more information, call 909-237-4130. Or you can visit TrueWestENT.com. shot them whack dudes down your tracks. Come to the truth. We got you. True, where? Yeah.
For hip-hop lives.
You ready, homie?
Hip-hop.
Hit the club.
All the hip-hop is right chill.
I am.
City to city, coast to coast.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Wale.
This Tiger Young Money Zone.
This is the homie Blind, baby.
This is Big Snoop D-O-double-G.
True West Radio. Let's get him.
True West Radio, what the fuck's up? It's Mad Monday, you know what I'm saying? Can't scratch in the building. Man, if y'all online listening, give us a call, 323-642-1597, you know what I mean? So y'all get up in this madness, you know what I'm saying? Hold on, let me see. What the hell going on over here? I'm having some motherfucking technical difficulties. Hold on, here we go. Got DJ Hev Love.
What's up, boss man?
JoJo. Loco.
What up, what do? I called you earlier, nigga, but you didn't answer.
Huh?
I called you earlier because I was gonna come up here, but I didn't know if you was on, so that's why I didn't come up. Because you didn't answer.
No, my phone was in the studio, and then I was putting together a cabinet that I wasn't even supposed to be putting together.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's what happened as being a man. Maybe you got to do some work.
No, that ain't the problem. The problem is my wife went and bought a cabinet for a 60-inch TV, but we got a 70-inch TV.
Oh, wow.
So we can't put the 70 on the 60, the 60, right? 60 is that. And the thing that she saw, it said 60 inches up to 70 pounds. Like, motherfucker, you read it backwards. It wasn't a 60-inch TV, I mean, a 70-inch TV up to 60 pounds. So I'm like, well, this ain't gonna work. Yeah, so that's what that was all about. The phone was outside. Yeah. Sitting there trying to put that motherfucker together. And then when I looked and I said, hold on. First of all, it wasn't like that. Like, the instructions in the box. You know, when you buy something, they got the instructions. So I just took a picture of the box and I came in the studio. After I kind of figured out what I needed to do, and then I looked at the shit and it goes 60-inch up to 60-inch TV and up to 70 pounds. So I went in there and said, well, that killed that. Let me take this motherfucker back apart. You just gotta take the motherfucker back. Shit. Yeah, so. Yeah, what you was up this way or you was just gonna flow through?
I was gonna come up there, but I was like, shit, I didn't wanna just go up there because you got the car now, so I was like, well, shit, I don't wanna just pop up and he ain't there. Like, you can't call because you might be in traffic.
You should have called the other phone.
You know what? You're right. You're right. But I called the last number that I called to talk to you. So.
Yeah, your cell phone. You should have called the house phone. That's what you used to call most of the time anyway.
I'm going to call the house phone first, then I'm going to call the cell phone.
Yeah, well, they both right here. Because I still got to go over here and clean up Confetti Corner around this motherfucker.
Oh, Confetti's still there?
Nah, he left yesterday, but you know, he got his little corner where he was at. That motherfucker over there still fucked up. So I just didn't feel like doing
you know
motherfucking
thing. I forgot to take a picture with him before he left.
Yeah, Confetti Corner, that motherfucker over there. That's it. I cleaned up most of the shit.
Yeah.
I'm like hungry and shit. Man, what a fool. We gotta go get a good one. Let's go to Popeye. Shit. And they got Popeyes and everything all around that motherfucker.
What?
Oh, yeah.
He was eating everything he could get out there in Houston. That's what it was.
Yeah. But you know me, with me, it's like, if I got to deal with my wife, and really, since she had like the little COVID, I do certain things, you know what I'm saying? But when I'm trying to get the dogs right, gotta do whatever I gotta do for her to make sure she cool. And then got a motherfucker go, I need to go to the bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, fuck. Then gotta walk the motherfucker out the studio, over the driveway, through obstacles, and put him in the bathroom. But it's all good. It was all good. I mean, you know what I'm saying? That's my niggas.
Right on.
But it just had me a little exhausted.
Yeah.
I was exhausted like a motherfucker, like, fuck. I just need that.
Yeah.
Then a couple of days, you know, I had this fucking migraine, so that shit wasn't good.
Oh, yeah.
Hell yeah. Truly, what it does.
Hey, sexy mama. She's always like that. Go ahead, baby.
And Lord knows that I ain't helping the motherfucking the heat draining the fuck out your ass.
For real?
Oh, my, I got air conditioning in my kitchen.
Uh-oh. What's your temperature set on?
Oh, I don't know. Just on.
Cold?
It's
I think
it's on cold like a motherfucker. Try to wrap up in a blanket. Got your footage and shit on.
No.
Hey, what's your temperature shit on, Cole?
Right. You are cold. That means cold when you
cook. That motherfucker got a setting with some teeth chattering.
Yeah.
You gotta see the teeth. Turn that shit on them teeth. Them goddamn teeth just clacking together type of shit. Then you got Shiver Me Timbers. Put that shit on Shiver Me Timbers. That's the coldest that it go. God damn, Trudy, you turn that shit down, cuz. This shit fucking cold.
It ain't me. Oh, I thought you were talking about this TV.
I was just saying. With the AC, what I cut that shit down.
I ain't got the feedback tonight, dude.
Huh?
I don't sound like a robot, do I?
No, you good tonight.
Okay. I know this motherfucking phone will transform on my head.
Yeah, nigga, that's why you gotta get the, you know, everybody right now got the Android, you know what I'm saying, nigga? You gotta put the flip phone down, nigga.
I got the Android. That's what I got.
Yeah.
Oh,
you
okay.
You gotta go over there to Apple, nigga. You gotta move over to Apple.
I ain't fucking with Apple.
You gotta pay to look at your own pictures. Fuck Apple.
Yeah, I ain't fucking with Apple. I was gonna get one, like, before the new phone I got, I was gonna get one.
What's that new Apple phone they just came out with?
12?
Yeah, it was a cat over here. They trying to give me one of them. I said, man, I don't want that motherfucking police phone. You take that bitch on back to them loud.
Yeah, that's why half of the world in my studio is PC and half of the world is Mac. I don't want no goddamn Mac phone. Fuck that.
For real?
Nope. I ain't going to be able to do it. Because
right
I know with these Android phones, I can do whatever I need to do. With the Mac, the motherfuckers. Well, for $14.95,
Right. Everything you turn on.
Well, my phone show hit.
Yeah, the motherfucker.
You know, Judy, I've been trying to reach out to you on Facebook. I don't think I got the right person.
What you mean?
Oh.
I tried to reach out to you. My phone's so messed up, man. I be trying to, you know, find folks. And maybe it's just, I don't know how to feel Julia or something. I don't know. That might be it. But
we already,
I thought it was the actual, you know, regular way. So.
But what, what's your name on Facebook?
My name on Facebook is Michael Jones.
Yeah, we already friends on Facebook.
Inbox me so I can know it's you.
Okay.
This nigga Michael Jones. That nigga got about 18 profiles.
Actually,
yeah, man.
Right, how many Julias he got?
Wait a minute, hold on.
Right. I hear the ding in the background, so I might be a god. I might ask you. If you spit me something, I just got it.
How many
Julians
you got on your
profile? I ain't gonna lie. I can't lie. Cause it seems like every time I pull one up, and I think it's you, it's somebody else. I believe Facebook just be fucking with me. So then I got on Instagram. And everybody on Instagram is trying to solicit me for sex. So, I'm battling to get, you know, not caught up in sex trafficking right now.
Yeah,
I'm
going to
get caught. I wouldn't mind getting caught up in sex trafficking if it's for the right price.
It's rough and tough, boy. It's rough and tough.
But what's up with that motherfucking sheriff from fucking Florida? They said it shot somebody 19 times and got caught on tape talking about he killed like 11 or 13 people. And if you got something to do with, or if we tell the other officer, if you kill somebody, I'm the man to come to and I can cover it up for you.
I'm just trying to stay off social media. Just so y'all don't be blocked. So.
No, it popped up on my... It is crazy because it popped up on my phone on YouTube and I watched the video, went back to try to watch the video, and it's gone.
I mean, I saw that rapper that had dropped his location and told his officers if they wanted to smoke him, come smoke him, and they went and did smoke him. I saw that.
No, this was a sheriff. It said something about he shot, I believe he said he shot him 119 times. He was like, yeah, I shot that nigger 119 times. This ain't the first time I did 11 kills and some shit. I was like, what the fuck?
What this was
at?
You said in Florida?
Yeah, it was in Florida. A sheriff.
I'm gonna have to look
at the captain, I probably believe, right.
I ain't hear that. That's crazy.
That's crazy.
People in this
morning. But for it to be a sheriff and captain, I was like, what the fuck? Like, that shit looked like it popped up and it was like 119 times. Got him 119. I'm like, how the fuck you see somebody 119 times?
Yeah, I might have to look that up.
What's the damn deal?
I'm about to look that up.
You
got the word
track to
get
in front of them. Yeah, that's it. Hey, I've been trying to find that shit. It happened in Florida about... It popped up on
what
my phone 2 days ago. It was in Florida. What part of Florida, I don't know, but I know it was in Florida.
We had a war going on down here. My mom seen somebody dead at the gas station. I said, well, unfortunately, that ain't something you ain't never seen before at this point.
Is that my Keisha?
Yep.
Hey, Keisha.
What's up, y'all?
Keisha, man.
What's up, Sleepy?
What's up with it, Sleepy?
Man,
what you tell me? Okay.
Y'all, cause y'all gonna be trying to wake me up. I be waking up, it be like 10:15, 10:03. Thank you for this, like.
Oh, well, now I know on Wednesday, I'm gonna hit you at 5:45.
Yeah, because that medicine, oh man, and the allergies is out, so you already know what's been going on.
Man, have you heard about that?
Put you out the game. What?
The sheriff that shot a black guy, I think he said 119 times, and he was talking about how he killed 11 other people, got away with it, he can cover it up if they just come to him. In Florida?
Who said that? A white man?
Yeah, it was a sheriff. Yeah, a white man was a cop, but he was a sheriff in Florida.
Oh, I'm not surprised at that shit. I haven't heard it yet, though. I wonder why would he say something like that, though? Has he lost his mind the rest of it or something?
No, but see, this is the thing. He didn't know he was being recorded. And he was saying all that.
Yeah.
Well, that's what it said on the video. And it popped up on YouTube on my phone a couple of days ago because that's how I found out. I was watching. And I was like, this nigga, you was calling them all kind of niggers and this and that. I was like, what the fuck?
He's a dumb fuck. That's funny.
Well, he fucked himself. He fucked himself.
That's so funny, man. Hey, shout out to all the white people that's like, I'm sick of this shit.
There was a white person.
There was a white
cop.
It was
another cop. Well,
man, goddamn, shout out to you.
Yeah, I listened to the video like 3 or 4 times. And I was like, now we're going to see how that shit feels.
Because I know a few people that told me they don't even want to be a cop no more. The dude told me he did security for clubs and other places and grocery stores and stuff because he don't even want to be a police officer.
Because you think about it, they've been doing crooked shit for years and years and years. Now motherfuckers are smart enough to use their phones. Now motherfuckers got phones. Now they motherfuckers are smart enough to use them. Now they're getting caught.
Mm-hmm.
Hey,
love,
what you say your name is on there?
His name is Chocolate Drop.
Michael.
We already friends on Facebook. What you want me to?
Okay.
Hold on, I got one at the moment.
He just wanted you to go on his page so he can look like somebody was looking on his page and check and see what he was doing.
What picture you think?
Right,
you feel me? Got to
log in and everything, like.
But how's your place doing on the patio, sweetie?
Huh?
I said, how the place doing on the patio?
Man, they still alive. You know, the melons, a couple of them, they ain't come out right. I had to water so much, but I look like I'm going to have one. But I got time to plant some more. And I got another little small melon, like a baby cantaloupe. I'm trying to see what that one's going to do. But it's all good. I'm just going to keep dropping seeds. But when it cool off, all the plants that ain't growing, they going to start growing. Because when it get like to, I think, 90 or 95 degrees, the plants actually stop growing. but you ain't gonna get no fruit, no nothing until it cools down.
That motherfucker like, you know what? You're not gonna have me out here stressing in this heat. I'm gonna shut down on that ass.
Yeah, I ain't got time for this shit. Working too hard.
Yeah, but that's why I was like, well, shit, freeze some water balloons. Or, you know what I mean, freeze it and put that shit in there and over time, you know what I mean, it'll melt. But it'll keep your paint cool.
I thought about that, but I ain't even have no water balloons. And I looked around, that's why I said, I'm going to use a water bottle. Because I was like, that's the closest thing. And it's still plastic. I was worried the bitches was going to melt, but they didn't.
But as long as they're not in direct heat, you know what I mean? Shit, the plastic should be good. But you know what I mean? But shit, that's wicked shit. I don't know what the fuck's going on with the world. It felt like we was having an earthquake yesterday. I'm not sure now.
Might have been. You should look that up. They becoming more frequent, all of that stuff. What's tripping me out, though, is that other people are getting hurricanes and tornadoes. I'm like, what? What the hell going on?
You're right. I was watching a documentary yesterday, and they were talking about Alaska. And he was saying it's a whole lot of stuff that's going on out there that's shifting and is making the animals act crazy. Then they were talking about the government had some testing site over there that they were doing on people to see how much they can tolerate of noise level and shocking and some other shit. I was like, damn.
What the fuck? That's crazy. Who's awful? That's crazy. That sounds like that should be illegal.
Well, they say they the government said they haven't been doing nothing there since 1986.
That's
But then why is that shit? It's like inside. It's inside like three layers of bird cage wiring and some other shit, and then they're all sectioned out, and then it's all clear, and then it's like white buildings all in like in different spots through the whole little area.
Man, is the Eskimo still alive? What them niggas? What you say, hey, son?
I said, it's the first time I started eating before goddamn True West Radio. Well, doing True West Radio. I mean, this motherfucker sweating. I got me some shrimp fried rice. Oh, shit.
It's funny. I'm eating fried rice, barbecue chicken, and orange.
Yeah, that's all I need. I got a big old thing of that. So, man, I'm in this motherfucker. I'm sweating. I got to get close to the earth. Got to get close to the earth.
What's the earth?
The earth.
Yeah, you need to be big to the air up there, nigga, the way that motherfucker temperature be. Did you say some backyard bionic chronic?
The backyard bionic chronic.
I'm telling you that's true. Well, we eat out here, it do be some really good stuff, but it's the equivalent of like going to Whole Foods or Kroger and buying vegetables. Like, it's pretty fresh, it's good, but it's not like how it would be if you pick it yourself or something like that. It's not like buying it from the farm.
I hear that. Well, check this out, man. We getting ready to get into a couple of jams. We gonna be back, man. True West Radio, Mad Monday. Give us a call, 323-642-1597. Hit us up. Mad Monday. Yeah, yeah, True West. Come on, bitch. Let's go.
Niggas hate to see you coming for a whole 2 hours. Your mouth gonna be running, talking about nothing cause you haven't sold this CD yet. I wonder how your mind is set. Like, you gonna be me making tracks?
I don't think so.
Ever had a hit out of whack?
I don't think so.
Your little group, they done fell out the game. And nobody outside your neighborhood knows your name. People gotta hit because it's mandatory. Your skill and my skill, that's a whole different category. A different story, I don't brag on mine. I roll my shit so tight that you can't get a drag off mine. So keep your mouth closed and your eyes open. Get no dose, I got one line to kill all your solos. Hate me if you want to cause I don't give a shit. But you got to be more careful who you fucking with.
Yeah.
You talk too much and it don't make sense. It's down to the point when niggas hate to see you coming. You lie so much that it don't make sense. For a whole 2 hours, your mouth gon' be running. You brag so much that it don't make sense. It's got to the point where niggas hate to see you coming. Niggas hate to see you coming and it don't make sense.
Yeah, man, I'm mad.
One beer, two beers, three beers, four. I hate to see you coming when you drink one more. Because you start talking and won't shut the fuck up. Niggas leave and tell them war stories, niggas ain't believing. Forget what you had and fuck what you got. Stop saying you a player cause a player's what you not. Mr. How you make me get that? But it's a cold thing when nobody wants your ass around. And that's real, I don't care how you take it. When your car pulls up, we are ready to shake it. Cause we don't wanna hear that same old shit. Can't be speaking, I guess them whack brews got you tweaking. Anyway, you need to find some new combo. Get drunk, shut the fuck up, or don't drink no more. Then 9 times out of 10, your ass will stop coming. And we won't have to leave when we see your ass coming. You talk too much and it don't make sense. It's got to the point where niggas hate to see you coming. You lie so much that it don't make sense. For a whole 2 hours, your mouth gon' be running. You brag so much that it don't make sense. It's got to the point where niggas hate to see you coming. Niggas hate to see you coming and it don't make sense.
Yeah, man,
I'm again pulling up in my driveway with his music turned up to 10. Sometimes I'm home but won't answer the door. Keeping out the blinds, walking soft across the floor. Dogs going off because the doorbell's ringing. I just don't want to hear that same old song that you be singing about how much money you make. Can't wait to come over and brag every time you get paid. Not as good as the phrases you use, but you keep backsliding right up out of your shoes. Hypocrite liar, and everybody knows. Once you get started, your mouth will never close. We used to be tight, now I can't stand your ass. Me and you being homies is a thing of the past.
Right.
You just like a nigga in the street bumming. I'm going the other way when I see your ass coming. You talk too much and it don't make sense. It's got to the point where niggas hate to see you coming. You lie so much that it don't make sense. For a whole 2 hours, your mouth gon' be running. You brag so much that it don't make sense. It's got to the point where niggas hate to see you coming. Niggas hate to see you coming and it don't make sense.
Yeah, man, I'm mad.
You talk too much and it don't make sense. It's got to the point where niggas hate to see you coming. You lie so much that it don't make sense. For a whole 2 hours, your mouth gon' be running. You brag so much that it don't make sense. It's got to the point where niggas hate to see you coming. Niggas hate to see you coming and it don't make sense.
Yeah, man, I'm mad.
Hop up out the bed when the phone rings. All up on my green, nigga, that's on anything. I'm looking for the castle. Dodging all these wooden shit and niggas in these sad hoes. My dog last out though. Do it for my dogs and be splitting all the alpha the cow zone. Yeah, I got the sauce, it's a milestone. Make a bitch country go hood like a Dell tone. She fucking with my style though. Told me all about it, said she cool as a side hoe. I ain't had no chicks, but I kept her in the light though. Keep her on my phone and I call her when I want. In the cup with blend and a blunt. Homies turned up, but these niggas know what's up. Yeah. All that cash is cheap, and I can give a fuck what you think. What you think, nigga? I don't care what they say about me. About me. I don't care what they say about me. About me. I don't care what they say about me. I'ma fuck these bitches, I'ma count this cheese. I don't care what they say about me. About me. I don't care what they say about me. About me. I don't care what they say about me. I'ma fuck these bitches, I'ma count this cheese. Head on swivel, cause these sillies they be talking. Gotta watch your friends, cause they enemies with options. Sauces, so I bring the heat. With that fortune, big up to your baby mama for supporting. Oh yes, of course, in the throat game cautious. Out of this world and I'm feeling like a Martian. Boston, all this hard work, what it cost me. Learn from the niggas, had it dogs and they lost it. I'm so locked in, outgrowing niggas while they swimming in the toxin. Some had the keys, kept it spare like a locksmith. Outbox the block like cereal, you boxed in. Yeah, did it in my own way. Clowns bad face, turning into dead weight. Hey. Now who to put your product on? Keep it 100 on my mama's son. One, I don't care what they say about me. I don't care what they say about me. About me. I don't care what they say about me. I'ma fuck these bitches, I'ma count this cheese. I don't care what they say about me. About me. I don't care what they say about me. About me. I don't care what they say about me. I'ma fuck these bitches, I'ma count this cheese.
In the house.
I busted the G.
the jeans. Get them. Brothers are busters and jeans are jeans.
Stay with me, y'all.
Brothers are busters and jeans are jeans. I approach the microphone because I ain't no joke. It's Big Snoop Dogg, I got you all up out of your soul. Mash with me, catastrophe, I'm so out of control. Behind the wheel, I spilled my drink on the floor. If the bitch put me local, she get naked for sure. Take it slow, make my mayo grow. Breaking up, yo, y'all can't get me.
And I'm the triple fly vandal rhyme chiller with the glow that don't chase all I replace. All that go for any slow motion West Coast and lick the boat. Tap the battle cat and keep your overdosing with the post and get the pitch up. My rap's not a hit until you knock out. Tap the world stupid and until your whole block out. Y'all ain't creeping, we peeping how y'all do. Instead of trying to change rap, you let rap change you.
Said that they will, but they won't.
They won't.
A lot of them do, but a lot of them won't.
They don't.
That's the riff rap I don't keep. That's probably why I get no mother. I'm up all night in the studio, getting toe up from the floor up with my nephew. That Rico, a drunkie and a junkie. My low cat made the beat, so you know. They say you drink too much.
That's a trip, Big Snoop. They say you smoke too much.
Damn, they say you drink too much.
That's a trip, Snoopy Snoop. They say you smoke too much.
I'm a busted banker, certified high ride. Hallucinogenic montage mirage. Kelly stirred with the billion-dollar words. With the birds and swerves. Stuck with birds. Plasmatic, spasmatic. Don't make you run to your asthmatic. The charismatic. BBG Battalion, X-Tash Chief. Blazing the Indicon hat. Now it's the last man standing who recklessly abandoned you. A former senator, that's exactly what I planned to do. I murder half the population, call me Hannibal, the cannibal. I'm living proof that man came from animals. Yeah. Believe it or not, you will get shot. Point blank range for all the heads that like to get hot. Come on, ain't smart to spot. Any problems that we got inside of the bin, you gon' get handled in the parking lot. Cause busters is busters and G's is D's. But can't nobody bust it down like a seat like these. See, busters is busters and G's is G's. But can't nobody put it down like my they say you drink too much.
That's a trip, Big Snoop. They say you smoke too much.
Damn, they say you drink too much.
That's a trip, Snoopy Snoop. They say you smoke too much.
Knock, knock, who is it? It's the East Side and Rip Riding Doghouse Crip Division. And we have home provision. No suckers, just drank weed and plenty of drink some or don't come at all. Ain't nothing but an alcoholic party, y'all. It's an alcoholic party, y'all. Shake it up, all the homeboys break it up. Done penetrable, sentinel, criminal, mineral, touching like tentacles. Tactical, acrobatical, my specialty warfare, nuclear venom. Two shots to bust, form all up in them. I shook them to send them, millennium, abdominium form. Electrical rain, storm, and storm, and storm. Monsoon shot off like harpoons, all swoons, baboons. I'ma be there soon, kabam.
Young Gotti set it off on anybody from the second that you spot him. We red dot him, who side him? I can't tell y'all who got him. But he got two wrongs, gon' make a right. Two songs, gon' make a tight. See his past like the night. Tomorrow the same script. I'm always hearing songs like that can't rip. We come equipped when we throw you receiving. Y'all ain't with my homeboy. Please believe me.
Busters are busters and G's are G's. You can leave it alone. Yeah, no.
Yo, this Ill Gates and you rockin' with King Scratch on Mad Monday. Ugh.
Yeah, what it do, West Coast? It's the old man Low. You are now listening to True West Radio, hosted by DJ Head Love and King Scratch. Keep it wet.
And we back with it.
Welcome, welcome to the True, True. West, nigga. Welcome, welcome to the True. West, nigga. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the True. West, nigga. It's that True West shit. We got King Scratch in this bitch. Ooh, we sweet pea. Gorilla Soldier. Oh shit, the big homie Scotty D. And then it's me, JoJo, nigga, the loco, you feel me? And then you got Have Love. Yeah, you know what? We got the homies in this motherfucking world. We got Mr. Everywhere. We got K-9. And yeah, we got the homie K-5. We got Brother Ali. Yeah, yeah, you feel me? Yeah. True West, nigga, yeah, yeah, ooh, yeah, 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 it's that True West.
City to city, coast to coast.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Wale.
This Tiger Young Money Zone.
The little homie flies, baby.
This is Big Snoop Dio Double G.
True West Radio. Let's get them.
True West Radio. We back up in this motherfucker. Mr. Edward, Jojo Loco, truly, we be 86, and this nigga right here, DJ having the people on the motherfucker. Hell, I ain't even do my day of sin. I got to do some sin today.
I was trying to wait for that to cool down so I could start it back up again so that they won't all be stacked on top of each other.
Cause right.
I've been learning into how they do shit now.
Yeah, it's just now it's like the people who ain't been logged in, now they can see that shit. Time to throw it out there again.
Right.
It's
still
oh,
gonna
shit,
say
I
how many
that.
Shares it got on it, but that don't matter.
Nah.
That's a good thing.
We just trying to put some dust in the air so we can make people sneeze off of it, that's all.
It was good.
I don't know if that's a good thing or bad thing. Maybe that's a bad analogy, but
that is my girl.
I was no, that sounds about right. I've been sneezing, that's why I went to sleep.
Well, that's that poop. That was just a fart. The shit is coming.
I was just we wanted to get out there so we could start getting the name stirred up so when it's time to drop the single and throw out the album, motherfuckers will get a little idea on who he is. Yeah.
But I had Chris laughing. I say, these motherfuckers talking about this a mixtape. This ain't no damn mixtape. I say, look at the length of these songs. These hoes jamming to it.
Oh, yeah, what you know, most
a,
of this song, them motherfuckers be like
that
2.5 minutes.
Yeah, I be so bored with that. I'm like, come on, man. Like, that's it. Well, because they probably going to say the same thing over and over again, but and radio format and all that, that's why I don't even deal with real radio. I really want to hear the stories.
Good Lord. What the hell?
You might make a song in 2 minutes, but you ain't telling a story. Not really.
No. When we did 2012.
I feel like I'm running a soup kitchen. Everybody line up, get their plates.
Girls, I seen. Did y'all see how her grandfather was sleeping that day?
Oh, Julia?
Mm-hmm.
Hell yeah. I was like, you wrong like a motherfucker.
No, the next day he was sleeping so good, he had tore the blinds down.
Mr. Everett say he on mute.
Let me go say, hey, Miss Trudy outside, and she trying to fight. Could you go come help me?
Oh, man.
I was like.
Hey, look, I asked her. I said,
who is
that? The way he, did you see the way he laughed when he said the name? I was like, who is that? She said, his baby mama. I said, I knew it.
You'd be surprised. Granddaddy probably got a burner somewhere. He either got up and went outside and started busting.
Oh, man. That was so funny.
That's it was, but I was like, man,
you
that
put that on
alone.
TikTok, you might go viral.
Yeah.
Which one? You talking about the food one or the...
No, the one when you woke up and told him you was going to have a fight outside.
Oh.
Man, you put him on TikTok, he's going to be famous.
Rick, what the hell you doing? If you don't turn around and go back in the house. Hey, I'm like,
I seen this one lady, it was a little short woman, a little Italian woman, and she's like, her mama's out there, I need her help. And she's like, oh, I'm going to kick that bitch, and I'm going to whoop that bitch. And she sat down and put on her little tennis shoes and everything.
Party went out there and got her ass whooped.
Nah, these people been lying to these people.
Fred, you need to do your wife like that. You heard me, Fred?
Huh?
I said, do your wife like that.
He ain't gonna do it.
Do what?
I said, do your wife like that.
I ain't doing nothing to this crazy ass woman. I'm gonna let her be. I'm gonna let her be, she, you know what I mean? Shit.
I can't do that to Chris because he already up on social media.
Oh, yeah.
He be seeing more stuff than me, so he gonna know I'm lying if I say it.
Yeah, that motherfucker Chris gonna be like, nigga, you know, get that shit out of here. Let me see. What time is it? Damn, it's 7:07 already.
3 minutes already.
Nigga, I'm telling you, nigga, I'm fucking up. I'm sitting up here with up all up on this surefire rice. This shit got life and bullshit fucked up.
Hey, you on that mansion right there, then?
Hell yeah, that's man. I'm gobbling, right, I'm gobbling and trying to talk and forgetting about everything else. Shit. I'm like, oh shit, there ain't no background music. Hold on.
Hey, here's that video that JoJo was talking about too, because I don't see it.
Which one?
Talking about that he had killed so many black people over his career, and he know how to fix it.
Oh shit, yeah.
They said it was like they said at the bottom, it said sheriff in Florida under investigation for shooting a black man 119 times, and then was committing, was talking about committing other crimes while he was an active sheriff, and telling them how to cover it up and come to him.
Hold
on. One
person that
did time?
I was about to say
119
times.
That's what they said. I wish I would have screenshot that shit, but yeah.
Nigga, that's some fucking Scarface shit, nigga.
Yeah.
When that nigga was sitting up there and they was like, yo, go ahead and take all of it.
And it's crazy because it pop. You know how when you know how many kids just pop up for on your phone for YouTube and shit like that. It popped up on my phone. Of course, I'm gonna look at it when I see some shit like that. And I was like, "What the fuck?" I watched the video like 3 times. They go back 2 days later to watch that shit again. That motherfucker go.
Nigga had Tony Montana. He got shot all them times. They took a nigga with a gauge to shoot him in the back to take him down.
Right.
I remember about 10 years ago in Stockton, they shot a Mexican dude 99 times because he didn't understand English.
Yeah, see.
Oh, this trifling bitch was from Mississippi. No wonder you heard the nigger. That's
from Mississippi. I thought it was from Florida.
Ooh, this weed is almost.
Every time I hear that, the hard ER, I be like, he must be inbred.
Inbred, that's a good one.
Or when it came pure. Them type of people.
No, it was Mississippi. It wasn't Florida. I don't know why I was in Florida.
I got into it with somebody in some comments the other day, trying to say, we not American and we some shit. And I was telling her, she a goddamn lie. My daddy was born in America. Like, bitch, you from Germany. How you gonna tell me how American I am?
But technically, no one's really from America.
Exactly.
But the Indians, but look though, check this out.
Huh.
This is what I'll say. If you wanna go
Columbus
back to where
South America.
Hold on. If you wanna go back to where you think you are from, take your motherfucking ass there. They should just make it to where, well, I ain't no American, I'm an African. They should give them motherfuckers a free ticket to Africa. One way.
Hey,
and don't bring your
happened.
Ass back.
He told me I was an American. Now, I got African roots, plenty of them. And half of my side, I know exactly where they go to. But that don't make me African. Unfortunately, I was born in America. But,
that makes
you know
you
what
American.
I'm saying? Exactly. But my, see, they get the shit fucked up. Ethnicity and nationality ain't the same thing.
Yeah.
And they think, you know, ain't none of them from here either, like you said.
Let me stop the music. Because, see, the thing about it is, no matter what, I guarantee fucking to you, anybody born in America would love to stay here versus going somewhere else. A lot of people talk about, oh, I'll go to Africa. I'm going to Africa. Just because your goddamn black ass is black don't mean you belong in Africa. That's the
first
thing.
I don't want to go to Africa. They got some big-ass bullfrogs.
Oh, they got big-ass spiders and snakes.
No. Australia, I ain't fucking with them either. With them goddamn spiders, nigga. Oh,
hell
Lord.
No.
Them motherfuckers.
No,
yes.
Hell no.
Why I was watching a video today, and this man got bit on his balls twice, sitting on the toilet, in two different times in Australia.
Mm-mm.
Oh, hell no.
Nope, because I went to Australia before, and I seen one of them big-ass spiders, but it wasn't close to me. But, you know, like if you sometimes
man,
in
I
your
probably
house,
would have fainted.
In the house, when you see the spider, you might see a little spider or something or whatever. Dude, the motherfucker had one of them big motherfuckers in the house that's in the corner.
Yeah.
And he was trying to get the motherfucker this bucket and put him over the bucket. You know, that spider jumped on his motherfucking ass, bro. Yeah. This is what I say. If I was the government, and wherever you think you supposed to be, I'm from Africa, I need to go to Africa, they need to give your ass a one-way ticket to Africa and can't come back. Whoever you are, because ain't nothing, no matter how fucked up we are over here in the United States, ain't nothing like the United States.
You know, the only reason why I would say something against that is only because this day is you were in the army, right? And you born in Germany or you born somewhere else, you gonna have dual citizenship. So I feel like it's up to them to find out where we supposed to be at. And we should still have citizenship here because, shit, this our country. We built this shit.
But sweetie, I ain't saying where we supposed to be at. It's all the motherfuckers that complain about this motherfucker. All the people that complain about the United States, they should have a one-way ticket to wherever the fuck they want to go. And can't come back.
Oh,
it ain't where we supposed to be. I supposed to be here. I ain't going no goddamn where. But niggas who always complain, oh, man, United States, this, that, the other, whatever. All right. I got to go to this website. They going to give you a one-way ticket to where you going, and you can't come back. Not even a bit.
The only thing I would say is, like, it bothers me a little bit when people say that they making traditional food or they eating food from their culture. It's like, what the fuck am I supposed to eat? A hot dog? I don't know shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? They just watered everything the fuck down. Like, you know, you don't even know.
Nigga still over here scrambling his face. But motherfucker wanna go to wherever the fuck you think you belong, take your ass in and don't come back. That's violent.
What you supposed to do, like, if you got some real fucked up shit? Like, one person was stole from Africa, and another person swam from Mexico, and all this crazy shit. Like, what you supposed to do?
I don't think nobody want to go back to Mexico. Motherfucker been trying to run from Mexico to here forever.
I want to go buy some stuff. That's it. I don't
want to
live there.
I mean, you go over there and deal, but I'm just saying, I'm talking about the complaining motherfuckers talk about how the U.S. is. God, what about homeboys keep on saying? Man, I'm going to Africa. I'm going back to Africa, man. Back to Africa. Have you ever been to Africa? No. Okay. What do you mean back?
Mm-hmm.
You ain't even been to that motherfucker. What do you mean back? You know what I'm saying? You know, me and one of my boys was talking about some shit because he was on tour overseas not too long ago. Asked would I go over there. I was like, nope. I ain't leaving this motherfucker. Motherfucker have to give me a whole lot of money to go up perform across seas right now because, you know, with all this shit, I would just take you over there and you just stuck over that motherfucker. You can't get home.
Well, now that's different now. It's some different shit going on.
It's I know it is. But you never know what might happen. Everything is good right now. You just think you get over there and a war start, and then you can't get the airplanes in the sky to bring your ass home. Now you sitting over in a goddamn foreign country. No, I'm good. Motherfucker got to be up in some 100,000 range or something before I could do that. Because at least if I'm sitting overseas with at least 100,000... dollars, I got enough money to fluctuate with for a while if I got to. If nobody will rob me, but at the same time.
Nigga, with that, nigga, I'm buying a boat, nigga, and I'm out.
That is, yeah. Yep.
You're buying a boat?
By the time you buy a $25,000, $40,000 boat, and then that motherfucker start breaking down, you
I'm not trying to buy $20,000 boat, nigga. I'm trying to buy a $10,000 boat, $5,000 boat, nigga, that's going to get me from point A to point B to get me up out of there. I got to worry about the lunch, whether I got to be some water, some food, I don't.
You gonna fuck around and nigga have a rowboat, nigga. Y'all, You got five niggas rowing on that bitch. I ain't going.
So the only reason why I would like to go, like, visit is because it's, the shit just weird, especially when you from the South and when you read a lot. It's a whole bunch of stuff, like, that they still say in Africa, even, like, slang language that black people say here in America. They don't say it exactly the same way, but you know what I'm saying? But it's some of the same words, and it's like they mean the same thing. And I'm, I don't know, I'm just interested because
and
it seems like you lost most of the culture, but not all of the ways. So I want to know what the hell, what is it?
Well, the thing about it is, let me say this. I just want to make this clear to everybody and everybody out there in the radio world that I ain't going to do it. I don't give a damn if y'all do it or not. I ain't doing it. Yeah.
Hey, I want to go back to my hometown, my country, Amsterdam.
Ah, yeah, well, I ain't going. You know what? If that shit ain't in the United States, and some of the places in the United States, I don't want to go no more.
Why not? Amsterdam, nigga, why not? Nigga, that's nigga the weed capital of the world right here. Nigga, come on, now.
Yeah, for real, though.
I don't know. The beer capital of the world is right on off the 210, so. I go to the brewery company off of the 210 in Irwin, Denver.
Okay, I understand that. Right there, I know, right there, yeah, I feel you, but it ain't better than going to Amsterdam.
Hey.
Mm-hmm.
You smoke on weed that you ain't never seen, heard, or ever tasted.
Hey, JoJo, have a good time, my nigga. Because scratch ain't going. I ain't going no foreign countries at all. Listen, nigga,
they
got to be off.
Don't be trying to dance in the mood, because you've been everywhere already. You've been a lot of places.
I've been a lot of places, but I'm just saying, right now, with all this shit that's going on.
I ain't saying right now either. Hell no.
All the shit that's going down right now, and you fuck around and you wind up over there and your ass is stuck, that would be my whole thing. Fuck everything else. But look, then all it takes is somebody to get you get into a little altercation with and beat their ass, then your ass over there in jail.
Yep. That too.
Now your ass overseas in jail.
Well,
but that nigga really ain't got
that
much money.
You can't get someone after that because everybody hot. So you know what? Everybody's going to be mellow and hello. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah. Nah, fuck that.
Only thing a nigga ever fight about is who got the last hit of the joint. Or the reefer.
Hey. I don't know. But me personally, I just can't go. I can't go nowhere overseas right now. It's just too much going on. What if this nigga Putin get mad at motherfuckers and they start blowing shit up and you out there like, oh, fuck, I don't give a damn about that blood, nigga.
Well, if I'm going to get stuck anywhere, I want to get stuck in Amsterdam.
But the crazy thing is that all the places I want to go, I'm probably not going to go anyway. Because I feel some kind of way about having to take a shot just to leave. Then you got to sit somewhere 2 weeks before you do anything. And who got that much money?
They don't do that shit no more like
time
that.
I might as well go to Louisiana.
Nah, they don't do that shit no more. You could jump on a plane and go anywhere. They don't have that quarantine shit now. As much as all this shit is kicking back up, they probably getting ready to start doing it again. But no, shit, if you want
to
go
you
somewhere,
still
gotta you got
to have that shot to leave the country.
No, you don't. That's not mandatory no more. It's about to be, though. Yep. Them motherfuckers say you ain't gotta do, you ain't gotta have no shot to leave. I don't know about the passport, but you ain't gotta have a mandatory shot to leave the country. You can roll out now. Hmm.
Good.
Now just think of your ass.
Coronavirus. Niggas better be worried about that fucking monkeypox.
Hey, you know what I found out about
the
monkeypox?
You might get shot if you leave the country.
You know what I mean? But look, check this out. The monkeypox thing, you know what they said on the news? That kind of had me going, wow, that's deep. The motherfuckers say that it's mostly gay men that's giving.
They sleeping with monkeys.
They said the same thing about,
they sleeping with monkeys.
Ha ha! That's where it comes from. They were sleeping with monkeys, and then they went to a rave party over there in Britain and passed it along, sitting up there having sex together, a damn gay rave party. They sleeping with monkeys.
Oh, my God.
Monkey pox comes from monkeys. Where else it gonna come from? It don't come from chicken. That's chicken pox.
Well, you mean somebody was fucking a chicken?
They smoking a monkey, yeah. Chicken pox, that's
well,
what happened with chicken pox.
Well, where do you think Gondorin come from?
Them motherfuckers say that the monkey pox is coming from more gay motherfuckers. You know, when it's just through sex, you know what I'm saying? It ain't like if a motherfucker touch you or something like that. All right, them motherfuckers say monkey pox.
Let me know
if you're
sorry,
D.
George,
fucking
let me know
if you're
sorry. I'll
speak to
one in a minute.
He's
gonna wait.
He said that same y'all leave them ghosts alone.
Him.
We don't know what them ghosts
will
give you.
Hey, man. Well, I don't know. That shit is deep. Motherfucker, that nigga, Well, I know if that's how that shit come along, I ain't got to worry about no motherfucking monkey pox. They might as well scratch off that list.
Well, no disrespect to all the gay people out there, but wouldn't it be called, like, the gay pox or something? You know what I mean? The gay, it's my gemma from gay men. But then that'll be, like,
This is like SLP
value. Like, y'all are like, why is it so long for men to watch men, but it's okay for them to watch women? What's
wrong with that?
Mm. Oh, man.
Exactly.
Hold on, what you just say? I
want to
make sure I heard that clearly.
Yeah, I kind of fucked me up, too, because I was thinking about what?
Mm-hmm.
I thought about the same thing.
Women, but do y'all watch
P-Valley?
Y'all watch that new show,
P-Valley?
No, what's
that? I'm out on a P-Valley, man.
I watch P-Valley, but I fast forward to my generation.
I fast forward through those
intimate institutions. No. And then how are you supposed to be a woman with a full beard? Come on now.
I don't know what the fuck y'all talking about, but the way it sounds, I don't want to watch it. No matter what, I haven't watched it. I'll just tell you that. You talking about a woman with a beard? I'm good.
Yeah,
I'm
so Clifford and shit like
none
that.
Of them, but It's a cool show,
but they just overdo the gayness, though. I'm sorry.
But I ain't gonna lie, it's pissing me off about, like, people do what they want to do. It's been established. You free to do what you want to do. And nobody judging you, but I don't like the forcing down the throat of it. Because I saw a clip where a guy was like, he went to a tribe in Africa and was talking to them. What about this and that? And he's like, well, here, a man is a man. And the man does the man work, and the woman is a woman. Like, you know, the man do this and that, because they stronger or whatever. well, what if they this, and what if they feel like that, and what if they feel like they this? And he said, the vagina is the woman. The other one is a man. It don't matter, you know, how they feel. And they were like, well, men have, what about men with vaginas? And some, and he looked at the camera like, the fuck you talking about? And that shit right there, I feel like that's going too far. You moving forward from enlightening people to just being invasive. Because I don't know if he asked you to come there to their village for that. I highly doubt it.
Well, they got hermaphrodites. You know what a hermaphrodite is, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
They got parts,
mm-hmm.
and it looked like a man.
I don't.
Yeah, we had a discussion about the hermaphrodites. Can they get pregnant?
Okay, remember how they pushed the agenda on us back then? Now, the black guy was gay and a nerd. Nobody else, he was gay and a nerd. Everybody else was just a nerd. You see how they pushed that agenda on us in the movie?
Yeah, you're right. He was a black dude, was gay. You're right. I never paid attention to that until you brought that up right now. He was
right.
Gay.
That's when
I
don't know.
That's crazy. I never paid attention to that.
And again, I do not have nothing at all against anybody that live like that or that feel like that. What I don't appreciate is the forcing upon me. Like, don't ask me what's my pronoun. You see me, I got on pink. Don't ask me. Well, girl, she asked me what was my pronoun at a job. And I just said she. And she rolled her eyes at me. I'm like, bitch, what you want me to say, Zay? You want me to have split personalities on your ass to pop off like all the rest of my family and start giving each one of myself different names? That's what you want?
Well, it's wild, you know. It's crazy how, you know, some people perceive themselves as one thing, but they something else. Some motherfuckers try to perceive you as being something that you're not.
Why do you think Italians kissed each other? Italian men kissed each other because that was part of the Roman Empire.
Mm-hmm.
That was all part of the Roman Empire. Even all them Greek statues over in Rome and all them Greek statues, you got men on their knees in front of another man. Look at
it. Well,
and the Italians, mm-hmm. which were part of the Roman Empire, them men kiss each other on the mouth.
Well,
now you got
know,
a man kiss a little baby on the mouth.
So is that why baby and Lil Wayne kiss each other on the lips?
Right. Talking about mouth.
No, they just gay. They just gay. So that ain't got nothing to do with nothing.
What do you think I'm just talking about? That was the point I'm making. It came from the Roman Empire.
Yeah.
You know, I feel like that was more like a type of grooming technique on the way of, like, you know, he got this little kid off the street. His dad didn't fuck with him. His stepdad died. Then he met you. And you said you're going to make him rich and do all these things. And you call him your son. And then you mess over him after he loves you enough. Unless you kiss him on the damn mouth, you mess over him like that.
My son is my son, and I never kissed him on the mouth. Like when he's a little baby, and when he's born, I just fuck with him like that. My son, I ain't kissing this nigga in the mouth. He probably got all kind of goddamn bacteria and whatnot on his mouth. I'm like, I'd never kiss my son on the mouth. He was a little baby. That was it.
Okay, okay. I'm going to say this. For men and women, sorry to say this, but how it's going to come out is, but stop kissing your kids on the lips if you suck a dick and eat pussy. Okay? I'm just going to say it like that.
Hey, I mean, my thing is, when he was a little baby, I did it, but when as a growing up boy, I kiss him on his goddamn jaw, forehead, something like that. I never kissed my son lip to lip like that. You know what I'm saying? That's just me. That's just what I did. That nigga 35, I damn sure won't kiss him on the lips now. He probably got all kind of everything flowing through that mouth. I don't know. But anyway, it's crazy that you was talking about the motherfucker. Do you know how Valentine's Day got started?
Some people killing each other or something?
Nope. That's a massacre. No, it wasn't that. The motherfucker, one of them motherfucking Greek motherfuckers, whoever it was, that motherfucker had all these...
Stupid wasn't in the love guy, and you shoot an arrow in your back and you fall in love.
Nah, that wasn't... This ain't how it happened. Let me tell you something. So the motherfucker... One of them motherfucking big old emperor motherfuckers over there, the motherfucker told his troops that they couldn't get married because it was going to take away from, you know, their whole thing because they got to think about their family. But this nigga's trying to get the motherfucker to go out there and he want them to do killing. So you ain't got time to get married, think about your girls, all this shit. So it was motherfuckers who had their girls and shit, and the nigga named Valentine used to go all the way back in the backwoods and marry these couples without the emperor knowing. The emperor didn't know that this nigga Valentine in the back, motherfucker was a priest. So he was having like private ceremonies, until that nigga got caught. He fucked around and got caught. And they sentenced this nigga to death. He married, it's a longer story, but they sentenced Valentine to death. And the emperor's daughter used to always go and see Valentine and bring him all kind of shit before they executed him and stuff like that. So what happened was, make a long story short, the day that he was getting ready to get executed, he wrote a letter to the emperor's daughter. She came and got in shit, and it was like, and what he signed it at the bottom and said, "Yo, Valentine," at the bottom, and they killed him on February 14th. That's how Valentine's Day got started. But at the same time, it made some of them soldiers, they didn't know that, so they was, you know, getting hanky-panky with each other type of shit. That's because the emperor didn't want them to be with no women. They wanted, no, y'all all stay here. And Valentine, he went, he was the one that was taking the people out, you know, in the middle of nowhere and marrying them. So they was actually married. So, you know, they hyped. They trying to get back to see their wives, but all the other motherfuckers who didn't know about it, nigga, they just had to be like on some, you know what I'm saying, click-clacks.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. That's just your motherfucker lesson for the day, y'all, you know what I'm saying? But that's how Valentine's Day got started. He got, his name was Valentine. So I don't know if it was St. Valentine or not, but I know that he got executed on the 14th. You know, in February. Mm-hmm. And then when he wrote the letter to the emperor's daughter, he said, "Thank you for everything, all this," and said, "You're a Valentine." Yes, it was crazy. He never got a chance to get with her, St. Valentine, but, you know, she was feeling him.
I wonder if she was the one that heal from blindness. They say he healed somebody from blindness and all kind of shit.
Well, I mean, it's all kind of stories, but when I was watching this fucking show and it was about an hour long and they was talking about the whole situation. I kind of broke it down, you know, the quick scratch version, but it fucked me up because I didn't know that. This motherfucker didn't want these people to get married. He didn't want, he just wanted the motherfuckers to be around him, so the men only had men. But some of the men, they had the hookup, so they were going Valentine to go and get their girl, and then they'll fucking meet in the motherfucking back bush, and they'll get married. He'll marry him, and then when the emperor found out this nigga was marrying people behind his back because he said it was forbidden, it was against the law to get married. That's when that nigga set him up for execution. He broke the law.
Mm-hmm.
And the emperor, the only one that was making the motherfucking law, dumbass. But that's how Valentine's Day got started. That's what
see, and they tell you some bullcrap in school. They have you thinking, oh, two people couldn't get married. They did this and that, and that's how it happened. And they tell you all these crazy stories. The truth about everything is really just starting to come out. And I don't know why they keep on. Boy, they hate to say, what is it called? Aboriginal. They hate to bring that up. They cannot stand it when people bring that up. Or like when they say in their DNA test and stuff that you got Aboriginal blood and this and this and that. It's like,
well,
that
know,
means somebody said it was an African. And y'all, they hate to hear it.
Well, I mean, the thing about it is, it's a whole lot of things that go way back to our ancestry that we don't know. There's a whole lot of things that they tell us that either we believe or we don't believe. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Because we really don't fucking know. You could go by what somebody tell you because that's the only way you actually gonna know. You know, if you talk to... If you get a chance and you had talked to your grandma, your great-grandma, or great-grandpa, and they start telling you things, those are the things you believe. But nobody really don't know what the fuck is going on. Not
know
none of
what the crazy shit, though?
The Simpsons knew what was going on.
Mm-hmm.
And I really, like, all right, now I want to go binge watch that shit to see what was supposed to happen next.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well.
Like,
yeah.
That shit blew my mind.
Mm-hmm. You said The Simpsons?
Yeah, The Simpsons. If you watch The Simpsons, okay, I'm telling
you. Oh,
yeah. They show you
yeah.
a whole lot of shit, like, you know what I mean? World
yeah,
Trade Center, Trump and all that shit. So, you know, and I'm like, wait a minute, how the fuck this motherfucker knew about all this back then and all that come to light?
And the motherfucker
yeah,
crashing
Trump,
in the helicopter.
They had the episode
with
Donald Trump getting elected for president.
Nigga, yeah, when Kobe was in the helicopter and it crashed. They had that. Kobe walked away. Of course, it's a cartoon, but he had Kobe crashing in a helicopter. I'm just
saying that. The thing for me is that, you know, I live through a whole bunch of stuff that's actually in history books now because the history books been reprinted, information has been updated because they had a lot of lies. In the books that, you know, they was using to teach us. But a lot of that shit, World Trade Center, all that shit y'all name is in history books and it's down somewhere and all these different things, Guinness and weird facts and just mainly it's in the history books. Like, it's so crazy.
Yeah, these motherfuckers on one cartoon seem like every time them motherfuckers say something, it come through. Like, this nigga, like, straight Illuminati devil. Because when we seen Kobe crash in that helicopter, me and my son, we were like, what the fuck?
Mm-hmm.
Kobe Bryant was in the helicopter and it crashed.
See, the only thing that gets me uptight the most, this will make me pretty, like, it's like, I'm like, okay, West Nile, Zika, it was something else, you know, the Big C, Monkey Pie. So I'm like, all right, we getting close, you know what I'm saying? Things are changing, something about to happen.
They do that every so many hundred years. You got like bubonic plague, the black plague. You know, you have all that every so many hundred years or so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it's about that time, basically. So, I don't know. I feel like they doing things real sloppy. And the people that know what's going to happen and what the potential is, they just being real sloppy about everything. Well, the people who the country is in their hands, I feel like on the lower levels, they think about themselves more than they actually think about the country. So this is some, I don't know. I've seen gas prices go up. I ain't never seen gas that price in my life.
Well, it's called greed. See, that's the whole deal. It's called greed. And once you understand the dynamics of greed, it's just like you got one. You go to your big mom's house, you go in the cookie jar, and you get three cookies. But you see 12 more in there. You're like, well, shit, I'm going to get three more.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how Americans done got. They done got greedy. They're like, well, hell, we can make her pay $1 for a loaf of bread. She'll pay $2. If she'll pay two, she'll pay four.
Man,
what we'll tell the farmers, don't produce this amount of wheat, and then they'll say, we got a wheat shortage. Don't produce this amount of corn, we got a popcorn shortage. We got a baby corn shortage.
The 20-ounce bottle being like 75 cents or 50 cents is 55, 60 cents. Like a 20-ounce bottle of Sprite, that thing's like $3 now.
Yeah, well, a penny can is 10 cents. The same penny can we used to buy in the 80s for a penny. You used to take $1 and get 100 pieces of candy. Now you take $1, you get 10 pieces. Same
yep.
candy.
Oh,
you same,
right.
Same manufacturer.
Hey, man, we took my nephew's
American
Chuck E. Cheese. The piece at Chuck E. Cheese was $25. I said, hey, bullshitting.
$24.99 for one pizza. You get the pizza, the party pack, like $160. That's what, how much was that? Was it two pizzas, four pizzas, and or three pizzas, and some coins, and drinks for like $100? Shit, I forgot what y'all paid for that birthday party. It was like $160. Cake was $24, and the pizza was $24.99.
See, I ain't got time for that. If I had some kids, I would buy some bouncy houses and some snow cone machines and shit. And when the birthday comes, you take your pick. What we going to do this day? Because I'm not doing all that.
You taking the CC pizza then go across the street over there to Chuck E. Cheese and let them play. Come out cheaper. $3.99 for all you can eat for a buffet pizza.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's 10 kids, you get in there for $30. That's only one pizza and Chuck E. Cheese.
You're right.
That ain't gonna be four kids.
It's pitiful what they're trying to do.
Yeah, everything is greed, man. Everything is based on greed. Look at the record companies. They mad because now they can't get $16 a CD. They just getting streaming royalties. So now they don't want to pay the artists. They're like, hell no. We want you to come with the record already done, your video already shot. We ain't paying for no damn radio promotion. We ain't paying for no studio costs. We ain't paying for no video budget, $300,000 video. They cut all that out. Profit margin, greed.
Mm-hmm. But see, that's to the artist's advantage. But they don't even understand that. That's to your advantage.
It's to the artist's advantage if an artist can create enough buzz. It's to their advantage because without marketing, you're just an artist. But if you can sit up there and market yourself, then turn around, people will buy into you.
True.
But if you ain't got no marketing budget to get on no billboard signs and in the magazines, then you just an artist. Because if you got a marketing budget, when you go on the Spotify, you're going to have a banner that rolls across the page. Or an iTunes will just going to say, Sweet Pea. New thing.
Mm-hmm.
But if it's not, you got to go on iTunes and punch in, search Sweet Pea 2022 to see if you got any new music. That's the difference between marketing and no marketing. So if you can get marketing and have enough buzz to get people to buy into your marketing, you don't need a record company. You are the record company.
You need so many people
You can be your own record company right now on Bandzoogle. You can go to Bandzoogle and be your own record company. You can be on Bandzoogle and you can sell your music, sell your merchandise. I teach everybody how to do that. You can do it on your own. You just don't have no marketing. But if you can draw people to your website, purchase your music and your merchandise, now you're your own record label. That's all a record label does is draw people in to buy your music. That's all their job is, draw people to buy your music.
And you know what else will work? You get some of them kids to start dancing to your song, or somebody do a skit using your song, somebody do the right one. That'll help you out too. And that's
what
I
did. Erica Banks. I told Erica Banks' mama, all she had to do is do a twerk count for $100. She did that.
She got a
record deal.
She got
a record deal on 6 months of rapping.
My iPhone.
I'm watching. Only rap for 6 months. All
right.
She was going to nursing school. She went and did that busted challenge and went viral on TikTok and Instagram and everybody started busting. She was in the door 1501 certified. 6 months. No marketing. That was her marketing tactic, busted challenge. Now, when I told Butter Go Hard him out there in Dallas how to do that, there's nobody listening.
I've been telling people the same thing. Mm-hmm. I've been saying the same thing. Don't nobody want to listen to
put it back on five.
Yeah,
I showed Julia
a video snippet last night of Suki Hana. Suki Hana did what I've been telling folks since 2017. Take an old school song and flip it. And she took that, who is that? SOS band. No one's gonna love you like I do. She just took that song and rap to it.
Nobody listening to me either makes me have a headache. Sometimes I be like, you lucky I don't want to do this. I would just do this so that I could do better than you because you ain't listening to what I'm telling you because I know it's going to work.
Yeah, I've been telling everybody since L.A. Reid told me back in 2017. He told me 2017 what to do. Then he told me get... Yeah, if you want to manage your artist, have them do two albums and get it off into movies where it's guaranteed money. Because music is not guaranteed. It's old money. And then once you do get them paid off, then it's every 90 days waiting on a check.
Because all that tour money, you be paying back your tour money every dime you get off a tour until you pay that record company back. They just let you flash it on your video and on Instagram. Then you got to go turn the money in. Just like when you sell Girl Scout cookies and them candy bars, you be like, yeah, man, you flashing that $100 on a sixth grade school bus like you got some money, then you got to go turn it into the band teacher. Same way.
We're talking about verifying this chocolate.
Hey, y'all. Got to go turn that money in. Them rappers got to turn that money in. They got to keep on doing shows to turn that money in. When they clear their books, then they see a profit. They go lease that jewelry. They go lease them Lamborghinis. Be leasing a house in Beverly Hills, $5,000-$6,000 a month. It's all propaganda. They got to build that artist up. They got to fake it till they make it. So they got to make it look like they look like that. Like that MTV Cribs. That weren't even their houses.
No, it wasn't. None of them.
You had to fake it to make it.
That don't make no sense either.
Yeah, but I mean, that's just it.
That is no more.
Hey, can I put my wireless fake too?
Huh?
Okay, so when they was, remember Pimp My Ride? So they was charging them up with a fake to get their card?
Yep, same way.
They was Pimp My Ride. They was doing that, but the people's car would be messing up after the fact because they did so much stuff to it. They come say you put all this shit on top of a car and then you think it's supposed to hit switches. No, it's not going to hit switches. The car is too heavy.
True.
All of them messed up a lot of stuff. Even these home design shows. I seen a lot of people's house get messed up, man.
Well, check this out, man. We got about a minute and 30 seconds on True West Mad Monday. If y'all listening online, give us a call, 323-642-1597. We'll probably get ready to be able to hit a couple of after hours for a minute. You know what I'm saying? So we might have a couple of special guests coming on Wednesday, on West Coast Wednesday, and maybe Friday. So you guys stay tuned. You know what I mean? And I appreciate y'all for listening and all that good stuff. And I'm about to pull a Scotty D and go back. I'm back quiet. They having an interesting conversation. I'm just sitting here listening.
You're getting fooled.
I'm just, hey, I already have the stuff everybody's talking about. I'm kind of up on game. I just ain't going to interrupt the conversation with my 2 cents. If I keep my 2 cents, that means I have 4 cents, or 6 cents, or 8 cents, and then turn into a dime. So I let y'all talk about it. Shit, I'm just sitting there listening. That's all it is. 15 seconds, you know what I'm saying? 14, 13, the countdown is on. We're about to, like I say, we're going into after hours, and if y'all monkey ass, too late. I'm sorry. See y'all on Wednesday. True Wiz. Yay, yay. All right, let's see.
Oh, it's time for some grown folks sitting on.
Nah.
Oh, he couldn't wait. He was talking about he couldn't even wait 1 second after.
He sat around with you at table and you playing. He started eating before the prayer over.
That nigga say, nah. We can talk about some grown folks here. He said, you know I went and got a vasectomy today, right?
No.
Oh,
no.
Nah.
That's what grown folks.
I was about to say your manhood is now over.
Yeah, you know what I mean.
I don't want to be hitting high notes like Kevin Campbell now.
You know what I mean.
You might as well go ahead and just keep going ahead and snip everything up.
See, I'm gonna tell y'all this week.
my doctor, your doctor. My doctor told me to just go smoke you some weed and keep doing what you're doing. He said, "Cause you look good. You're everything is good. You clean.
That nigga got the whole goddamn everything in the cut and everything probably type of shit.
I told him,
are you supposed to be smoking weed to lower your count?
No, the weed smoking is to keep me calm. So that I don't have to take a lot of psychosis medicine.
I got you.
I was just fucking with him when he said we could do some grown folk talk. I said, oh, the grown folk talk, you got a vasectomy? That's what it is. Now you can say it.
No. They ain't clipped the last one I got.
He said, I'm holding on to my one eye. Don't take my last orange. You ruined my last orange.
You know, hey. You know the funny part is by me being fat and everything, you know, big guy. I ain't gonna say fat because I'm fat. But anyway, thing is, I used to like doing shit that little people do, like we the BMX bike shit type shit where you used to build them ramps, you know, put a old box up and a plank and you know make it through the ramp. You know, if you had nuts, you could make a good job. Well, I made a good jump, but, you know, it took one of my boys out.
Well, first of all, when you landed, you should have put the seat down so you would have been all right. But see, you weren't thinking that too far ahead and you were doing super dates.
Would you jump ramps like that, the whole thing was you supposed to land on the pedals and then sit down after you land.
Right.
You don't land on your nuts, bro.
Say, well, what happened?
You don't land and sit down. No, you got to stand down when you land.
But you got to come from
standing up on the pedals when you land, and then once you land, you sit down.
Yeah, my pedals didn't have the whole pedal. It was just a little pin part in the middle. I don't know if you ever had a bicycle like that. You know what I'm saying?
That was your first mistake right there. You weren't really prepared for that jump. And I bet you had some tight shoes when you did it, so they were slippery.
That nigga was jumping around with some flip-flops. With one pedal.
Did y'all see that preacher on stage, his robbery?
Oh, yeah, the motherfucker had all that gold on and shit.
I say he staged it because, one, them folks didn't ask for no money, and two, they went straight to him and his wife and then left out.
Check this out. But why was the nigga on the left side of the screen when you watched it? He was just sitting there watching it happen.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't go
and
talk to him or do nothing. Each of the guys threw down on, too.
Hell no.
The nigga was on the left side of the screen. When I was watching, because I seen dude hit the ground, but it was a nigga on the left side of the screen. Nigga is robbing motherfucker. They would have went and got his ass. He was just sitting there looking like nothing is going on.
What?
Yeah, and they didn't ask for no money. They just went to him and his wife and then leave out. And I'm like, no, he owed that jeweler, and he didn't want to pay for that jewelry. So he went up there and had somebody come in there and steal his jewelry and meet him up the road and file the insurance claim and did it on Facebook Live. Yeah, that's all that is. He owed that jeweler.
That's the fucking most ridiculous shit. Oh, my God, bro. I didn't know what was going on when I saw it.
I mean, nobody hollering or nothing? Come on now.
They're like, what the motherfucker, everybody in the Congress, all right, ready, action.
No commotion.
Nope. Nigga, somebody would have been screaming. Got, you know, Sister Joyce in the front row. Oh, Lord. No, don't.
Hey, where was this church at? Where this church was
New
at?
York, Brooklyn.
Oh, okay. Well, see, because, you know, I've heard of South, I was thinking, The South, they gonna be like, I ain't getting no hell, no, I ain't gonna help him. What I'm gonna help him for? He coming up here with all that shit on to the church house.
If a motherfucker run
he
up in anywhere with some guns, somebody gonna scream.
Well, I tell you what, these folks got any country for a woman? They say you take your guns.
What you telling me? You have 3 seconds when they ready?
Oh my God,
they got them holsters on their pot. Even the preacher got a holster on his side.
And my people, they tell you fucked up shit when they don't like the way that you handle yourself. Like my family, would they say you want to get robbed?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, what the fuck you be? I want to get robbed. Well, you walk around with that much jewelry on, you want somebody to take it. That ain't no sympathy.
Yeah, you know what? I used to hear that growing up. You know what I mean? You draw that attention. When you be flashy, they gonna try to come. That's what they gonna do. Don't rob your ass.
But nobody in that motherfucker scream. I don't give a fuck. Nobody, no woman, unless that nigga only had 3 people in the church.
And you know how they shout when they get the Holy Ghost? Said nobody shout. Nobody scream and shout when they got the Holy Ghost. What?
He was doing a live stream, so it wasn't nobody in there. So that's why I stopped.
Right.
I mean, the deacon was sitting there like a statue. He like, fuck that.
The nigga on the left side of the screen did not move. He was just sitting up there. Damn near looked like he was on Facebook watching this shit. And ain't nobody.
That was the deacon, right?
I don't
know.
The old
man with the suit on.
Yeah.
You want to go help?
That motherfucker looked up and just kept moving, kept doing what he was doing. Now, if a nigga get ready to go rob a place, everybody got to lay it down.
Hell yeah.
So it ain't no way.
No, they wanted him
robbed.
And that's 400,000.
He ain't no way he's going
like
to get robbed, roll the fuck up out of there, and this nigga didn't get laid down.
Nigga, I'm telling everybody sit in there. Deacon.
Nigga, I
didn't
show the camera, nigga.
Man, they ought to take a chance. Nigga, I'm taking
I
a candle.
Like it was
here.
Personal to me.
No, it seemed like
it
was
very
up.
Personal.
Wait, somebody brought that shit up. It seemed like that shit was straight put together.
Mm-hmm. That's insurance. You don't remember the last time who did that insurance scheme? Was it Chris Kardashian Neil?
Mm-hmm.
They got their jewelry stole. They said it was an inside job insurance scheme because they put all that insurance on the jewelry. That's all it be. He probably owed the jeweler. They like, hey, man, we need that payment. You know you had to come through with that payment. Oh, I'm going to get it to you, man. I got church this Sunday. Shit, man. I don't know if I'm going to be able to pay
him. Needed that big old chain with the crucifix on it for in the first goddamn place.
$400,000 worth of jewelry in church. Come on, man.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Like my grandma said, he wanted to get robbed.
But it's not like the preacher, he preaching and selling dope at the same time.
He owed them niggas a sack too, nigga. So it wasn't even just about the jury, them niggas. Now, I'm telling you what. If the police would have came in there and grabbed the nigga with the hood, it's probably your son.
Y'all want to know what I was thinking, though? I was thinking that he probably is, you know, like you said, owe him some money. And they probably both staying. The old man could have been the same. You never know. You know what I'm saying? But
that was that nigga's son in that goddamn hood. That was that nigga's son.
It was called, we both don't walk away happy. I got insurance, you got insurance, now the insurance is going to pay us more. Now you're going to get more than what the jury was worth.
I'm going to tell you something. You know the street will set you free. Well, it's going to come out what the fuck happened. You've been better off not even putting that shit on the stream. And then check this out. What if this is like his first stream? He ain't streamed nothing else this whole goddamn time. But his first stream, he get robbed. Imagine that.
Mm-hmm.
Motherfucker, the whole thing about it is police ain't stupid nowadays. Now, it's been years ago. They have to kind of sit up there and figure shit out. Them motherfuckers need to catch. They gonna catch the nigga coming out the church, et cetera, et cetera. Get the car, probably get the license plate. I'm gonna be that nigga's son. His son ran in there and robbed him.
They're gonna do him like they did. What's that boy in Chicago? What was his name? He tried to say them guys that put Jesse Smollett.
Yeah,
they gonna do him just like that. They gonna sit up there and hold him in that damn interrogation room. He gonna gonna be done told on himself for a long. But I'm innocent.
And you know what's funny? I seen a thing where it said he was going live the other day, and I was like, what in the world would he have to talk about now? And he had the lamest excuse. It was for gay rights and some kind of crazy shit. It's like, boy, what the fuck? No.
Well, he fucked up already, so.
Being a dumbass.
He'll fuck your whole goddamn good career up. Trying to, I don't know, whatever the fuck he was trying to do, but shit. Oh my God, y'all. They just ran up in my studio and robbed. They took all my shit. All my shit?
They're calling the insurance people to make their claim.
Nigga,
Look, I went on the scratch house tonight. I had my strap when I walked in. I'm like, shit, this plenty strap in here. I can take my shit back.
Well,
who would have, why would you have that much jewelry in church anyway? It sounds like a setup, or it sounds like what you deserve. It sounds like
what
you walk
around with
that
much money
and you owe somebody.
The nigga's a fake-ass preacher.
Oh, yeah, I know. I wouldn't know that. We know that.
That nigga's a fake-ass preacher.
Forgive me for what I'm about to say, but God sent his goons in there. It's like, you know what? You're not doing God's work, so I'm going to take this from you.
Then somebody was like, I see this fool, a preacher, and he on the line. Man, he owed me money from 10 years ago. He ain't never paid me my money. I'm about to go, like, JoJo for that $10.
Hey, God goons is angels, so that's God goons. People don't know that, but if you see an angel, you might think, oh, my God, an angel. But no, the angel coming to bang on you. That's his goon.
That's why nobody screamed at nothing because he knew it was God's angel.
Yeah. God's angels is actually goons. They either coming to
and
give
I'm
you some
serious,
good news.
Yeah.
They gonna come and give you some good news or they getting ready to give you some fucked up news.
Man, I just part of me feel like that they was happy to see somebody run up on his ass like they was sick of him. Like, I mean, everybody, the couple people I did see, they turned their head. And it was over just as quick as he walked in. He just turned his head.
The nigga that was sitting in the back of the stage on the left side, he just looked over at him and then kept doing what he was doing. It was almost like he was on his phone or something. I mean, ain't too much you could do. Like, hey. But see, the thing about niggas is robbing you, everybody got to lay down. This ain't no you could stay right there. You know what I'm saying? While we over here robbing your man, this nigga was just sitting up there. He looked over and acted like he was just on his phone or looking at something else. But the motherfuckers robbing him supposed to went over there and got him, too. He should have hit the ground.
Damn.
That's what I observe. Go and look
she
at
it. Listen
over
at your phone to keep you alive instead of trying to act like you a savior. I ain't the savior. The Lord is your savior. You on your own walked up in here like that instead of asking people for what you call it. You need to donate half that shit you got on for your
church. If I rolled up in a joint and I'm robbing them, everybody got to hit the goddamn floor. Not just, if you see one motherfucker sitting up there just looking around and, nah, nigga, your ass got to hit the floor too. At least make it look real. God
that's
damn.
Like a Creepo dollar. He sat up there and said it's wrong, and he was wrong for taking tithes for church. They said, "Well, why don't you give the congregation the money back?" He got quiet.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well,
see, that's what I'm saying, nigga. Whoop, nigga. I had a when I was young. My father was living, I think I was about 7, 8 years old, and we used to go to this place called Crenshaw Christian Center. Fucking Reverend Price. Little old church, man, it was cool though, you know what I'm saying? Fast forward like 30 years, I fuck around and see Reverend Price in the, airport. This nigga got on so much gold and furs and this and that. And I was right by the door, and it's a white Rolls Royce, because when I was going to get on the airplane, him and his wife, man, they was just great. I'm talking like, just like old boy kind of.
Mm-hmm.
But it was a place called Pepperdine University up in the hood, and what he did was he bought the motherfuckers and turn it into this big old gigantic church, and it got all of this, you know how university is. Them motherfuckers had all kind of little bungalows and all this, all that. So this motherfucker, he used to be on TV like every goddamn Sunday. And what he would do is the first 5 rows, but it was a big ass motherfucker. First 5 rows, everybody in that motherfucker had to pay $5,000 to sit in front of the church.
Yeah, to say what?
You had to pay $5,000 to sit in the front of the church.
And they got me fucked up.
And it go the further, the more it go back, you had to go all the way to $2,500. I don't know whatever, but niggas was actually paying Reverend Price to go sit in the front row of his church.
But did you not see the one in Detroit? He said, we're going to start with $1,000 offering. If you ain't got $1,000, we got $300. If you ain't got the money on you, we got an ATM machine in the back of the church. He said that right there in the church.
Oh, hell
no. I heard that.
No.
You go, hell, you ain't your church.
Yep, you know
and
what I'm saying.
And then one time I was at church, right? And you know how they do a second service or whatever? This guy, he came and he was a guest, and they did the offering and things like that. And then he passed the plate around again and took an offering for his church. And it's like, bitch, y'all already had church. Y'all church is at 11 o'clock. It's 4 o'clock. Why the fuck you up in here talking about collecting offering? No, you not. Not for me.
Hey, it's crazy. I went to church in Duarte. Now, the pastor name is Pastor Williams. Now, put this up. How many people, if you seen Bruce Lee movies, he was the black dude with the afro.
Mm-hmm.
So, I'm like, you know, I mean, the offering came through one time, offering came through two times. Then I'm like, damn, that motherfucker came 3, 4, 5 times. I'm like, nigga, when do churches have offering this many times to your service?
I'm telling you, hey, the motherfuckers did that. They did that shit to me one time. Do you know, niggas? The motherfuckers. Nigga, I gave my offer one time, and the second time they came around, nigga, I had a handful of trash. I just dropped it all on the goddamn shit. Clean.
No, I had something for them once I actually learned, you know, about church getting older, because I grew up in church. And they were like, oh, you have to pay your tithes and your offering, da-da-da. They made a whole speech about people not paying tithes. You got to pay your tithes and this and this and that and that. And I was like, oh, okay. So, you, okay, I got you. You know what I mean? So, instead of putting $3 or $4, $5 in the thing every week, I paid my tithes and went on about my business.
But see, a lot of people don't realize when it says pay your tithes, it don't say you have to pay your tithes to a church. And nowhere in the Bible it says that. So I was like, well, you know what, I'm going to pay my tithes by giving it to the homeless. Whatever they do, it is on them. Maybe I paid my tithes to Jesus.
I'm gonna pray tonight before I go to bed and ask God if he got a cash out. That's going to be, I'm sending the money right to you, bro.
Oh, that sounds good. That sounds real good.
I just give to whoever I can. And the only reason why I don't go to church no more is because I don't trust people. I don't like these people. And the world is too open. It's not like it used to be. I'm not going to see you acting a damn fool and doing this and that or whatever you want to do. And then I come Sunday and you tell me, oh, I need to do this, and I got to be more like this, and you got to walk with the Lord. And that. And I'm like, well, when you going to walk with him? You know what I'm saying? He walking with me. I don't know about you, though.
Yeah, well, that's the way it goes. Motherfuckers, yeah. They try to put that proverbial gun to your head and try to make it seem like this, that, and other. Some people are righteous, you know what I'm saying? Like I say, my father's a bishop, but the twist is, he don't have no church. He was dealing with some people that had a church, and they was doing some low-key shady shit, so he rather not even. And I kept on telling, I told him my damn self, and he knew it. I was like, church ain't in a goddamn building. Church is in your damn soul, your heart.
It's in your heart.
How you feel? You ain't got to be worried about no having no house that you got to show up in every, you know, day or every week and all that stuff. So we was like, yeah, you right. So you don't care about not having a church. I told him, I said, we're going to get you one eventually. Because if you're going to have a church, it's got to, I know you legit. So I know the church is going to be real legit. You know what
right.
I mean? That's what I'm talking about. So he's like, all right, well, sir, when it happens, I'm ready. I'm like, all right, we're going to get you a church. So you can go and, you know, get your folks in there. But, you know, he'll be doing weddings and funerals and maybe having Bible studies and all that stuff like that. He just don't have a church that he says that's
here. See, this is the thing. How about all that? Because, like, my grandpa, my real grandpa, the one I just lost, he was a reverend, a doctor reverend. And when I met him, he was a saint. He was living on the street. You know what I'm saying? And even he went through all of the teachings all the way up until, you know, he a PhD in theology. But he didn't even go that path because he didn't like the way things was going. And he did some of the wrong stuff anyway. If he was going to be a preacher, my daddy, we shouldn't even be here. So that's another story. Because we the outside children. But at the same time, he said that he went all the way through with it, but he just didn't like the way how people act and the way people talk, and they seem like they try to be more than everybody else, and he wasn't feeling it. And my grandma was ordained, but it's back in the day when they didn't want women in the pulpit. So I was there when she got ordained, and she used to speak everywhere we go, whenever, but she didn't get that respect that I, you know, I think she deserved.
Am I wrong if I want to go to a weed church and you donate weed?
You go to a weed church?
Yeah, they got a weed church out here in Riverside, and it says we take donation marijuana, but it's a church.
I mean, it's not wrong if that's what they're asking for. They might be giving it to people, you know, hopefully they're giving it to people with glaucoma and epilepsy and stuff like that, because, shit, we ain't, I mean, it ain't cheap, you know what I'm saying? Especially if you already got bills, it's never cheap just to be buying weed.
Oh, no, what I'm saying is a perk. You go in there and they preach the word of Jesus. And all that, while you smoking weed and you donate weed for the surgery.
That's strange. But
I thought it was strange too,
but for a donation, I don't see what's wrong if you give them a donation.
I'm going to just feel some type of way and then get high talking about Jesus. I'm going to just feel some type of way. I got to burn my head. Like, you know what? Jesus, he's a great guy today. You made this blood possible for me.
See, I'm not really. So, that's why they mess me up. That's why they mess me up when they start talking about actual religion. I'm not nothing or whatever, because all of them supposed to be doing the same thing, but they act like they different people, and a lot of them is reading from the same damn book, but they convinced that they is doing something different, and I ain't got time for all of that.
But what it is, though, is, I'm going to tell you the shit what it is. It's a lot of, I'm not going to say it's not, it's a lot of good pastors out there, but then it's a lot of these types that look like, okay, you know what? I can go online, get everything that I need, open a church because I know it's tax-free and they cannot tax me for no money or property that I need.
Mm-hmm. The churches do get funding also. Especially if the money they get is according to the members. That's why they always be trying to sign up new members. And that's why I get pissed off about them, you know, you in a low
preachers
neighborhood,
get, but
you're asking for money.
Preachers get churches because it's tax exempt. So they'll just say, oh, this is for the church. Oh, this is for the church. Oh, this is for the
mm-hmm.
church. And then it's like, okay, I got this big $10 million house, but the church bought it, so you can't sit up there and have to worry about paying taxes on it. Because it's just like I was telling y'all before about the farmers. Farmers can go out there and get two big-ass dualies. $100,000+ duties, and all they got to do is put cattle on one and hog on the other, and then they can turn around, and the cattle vehicle, the cattle duty they use on the farm, the other vehicle they just have that is what they say they're going to haul that to. Well, they don't usually use it for the sale barn, but they'll drive that out of town. But they'll have hog on it, and they'll write both of them trucks off on business expenses saying that's farm equipment. And get two free $120,000+ trucks, and me, $250,000 worth of trucks for free. I know my neighbors in the country. That's what they told me.
A few years back, she lived in Third Ward. She was, y'all probably heard of it. I think she was like the dean of TSU or something. But she said she was doing a lot of parties and a lot of stuff from her home. But they got her because she spent so much money redesigning her home and decorations, and I think she had a piano and all kind of stuff. But she did have proof that she did have engagements in her home. But she didn't get off so easy, but it was like, it was real eye-opening. They've been going after people for that, for sure.
Yeah, they was.
Don't
you know how to do it,
right?
That's why I say you can write your house off. That's like, you know, you can turn around and you go get you a magnetic, and you can put a True West on the side of a car, and that's a mobile billboard, and he can scratch can write that off on his taxes. He can write his car off on his taxes. You see, that's a mobile bill. That's why
don't
you see the cleaning services and stuff.
Scratch?
Scratchy, he must be gone. But yeah, you write that.
He don't got none of that, too.
Yeah, you can write that off on your taxes. Then you can have part of your house, as long as it's divided by a wall from your kitchen, you can write that off on your taxes as an office. You get you a desk and a laptop, and you can write that off on your, what you call it, is the office. So then if you're paying like $1,200 a month, you can say, well, this is one-third of my house, so that you can write off $400 worth of it on your taxes. That's
yeah.
why they donate to charity. You donate to charity, you get the money back. So what Donald Trump did, he donated his salary to charity, right, to get a cheaper tax
mm-hmm.
bracket, and then he gets it back at the end of the year when he files his tax, which he don't never file.
That's what they all
but,
do. And that's what we're calling
what
I see the black people having children so that they don't have to pay more. And I don't have nothing wrong with that if you want a big family, but listen, if you're not going to spend time with all these kids, don't do that because it's going to be a problem later. Mental health and all that shit, it's for real. And daddy issues and all that shit. If you ain't got time to spend with all 18 children, or if y'all can't all go paintballing or bowling or something, don't do that shit.
Well, I tried to tell you one girl that she wound up with how many kids? She got 8, 9 kids now.
That nigga said paintballing.
I'm just saying, you know, with 18, you got a team. Shit, we got a bunch of kids.
But then you got little Timmy over there that's too young to play, and he over there crying because everybody else playing and he ain't.
Maybe so. See, that's why you ain't supposed to have so many of them. Cause they ain't even gonna be all in the age range to be together and stuff like that. And then you can have a whole bunch of crap going on like me and my family. Because, what you call it, what one of them baby mamas, boy, she hate me. Just for being me. And I said, well, I'm sorry that I was the firstborn. Unfortunately, shit. But that girl, she hate me. Like,
well, I feel so bad for that
chicken.
There's
three different mamas.
Sorry, Richardson just can't get a break. Shakari Richardson, she can't get a break.
What they doing to her now?
They keep on beating her. You weren't even in the relay race. We just won. The American won that relay race the other day, but she wasn't in the relay. She wasn't in the race.
Mm-hmm.
They had some other people racing. She just, well, she was her biggest chance. She went to that Olympic. That was her biggest chance.
They full of shit for that, too. Want to ban people for smoking weed. If a person can do that on weed, you need to give her some extra money. You need to give Michael Phelps extra. You need to pay him. Shit, you need to pay these people if they can do all of that while being what you call intoxicated, which ain't even being intoxicated.
Metaphor.
You smoke a sweet and take a 30-minute walk. That's it. It's gone. You ain't high no more. Especially now when you be trying to smoke and stuff before you get on the bus, then take a long ass bus ride to where you going. I started bringing little sweets with me, breaking them in half and shit.
Hello?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
he's
out here.
No,
Julia,
no, no.
Where you at?
She must disappear.
It got quiet. I just was like wondering what the hell was up. And I was just listening to y'all. Mm-hmm. Shit.
Oh, dude, be quiet. It's going to cut me off on me.
Huh?
Sometimes it'll stop playing when people are talking and I can't hear them. Like, at the end of the show, I couldn't hear nothing. That's why I stopped responding.
Oh, the motherfucker show. This should go for a while. Even if I hung up, unless I don't cut this motherfucker off, unless they be like, fuck y'all, y'all been talking too long, they cut y'all. I just wonder.
I noticed
right
that.
Like,
what's the freak?
My phone go dead. Y'all can talk. I wonder, because if my phone go dead, I will never stop y'all, because I could just stop it. I'm be like, hell, if they still talking, let them talk, shit. They can talk till they get tongue. They get tongue. Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. I'm trying to figure out how I'm going to save my plants. They alive, but they ain't growing. They grow a little bit at nighttime because it's cooler.
Ah, excuse me.
This tomato plant fried like a motherfucker. Crispy ass leaves. Mm-hmm.
What's Southside Shorty been up to? You ain't seen her?
Oh, no, I ain't seen her. She's been chilling. She was kind of trying to get herself a little bit together. But she still going to be herself or whatever. But it was a while back. I think her mama had died or something like that. She kind of chilled out after that.
Oh, okay, I ain't seen her nowhere online, so...
Yeah, they were saying that they had a rumor going around talking about Southport Shorty dead. I'm like, no, the hell she ain't. I'm like, her mama died. But there, though, she a mess now. You want to see her, all you got to do is go to Martin Luther King. Van Fleet and Martin Luther King, she going to be right there. I don't know what it's called, but we call it the white stove because it's painted white. And it's a nail shop next to it. And that damn, you can stand right there. And it's a gas station across the street. And boy, she be out there getting it for no reason. Anytime she hears some music, she start dancing. She be walking and singing to us. Hey, look at this girl. You trip it. Especially when they do them damn parades. I miss being out there on that side of town. I miss that side of town. I've been living out here for a long time on the Southwest, but I ain't never really liked it, though, for whatever reason. It's violence everywhere, but you don't have no space. Like over there, even if you had a one bedroom apartment, it was bigger. The old apartments and like the houses, you got a whole front yard, you got a whole backyard, you know.
they not so close to each other where, like, you could just look directly into the house. I could see you, but you can't look in my house.
Well, hey, love, you still here? He done went to bed too. Hey, love, done tapped out too. Glad to have Sweet Pea back in action.
Yeah, I'm trying to get back to it.
Yeah, I just reading that story. Chameleonaire was talking about T. Ferris beat him out of his money. He said he had got an audit done, and the audit showed that they owed him $600,000.
What? Right now?
Mm-hmm. No, not right now. He said before. So he told Universal, he said, I want out of my deal, or I'm going to tell all the other artists how they can go get an audit on their money. So Universal let him out of his deal. So I was just like, wow.
Man, he's still rich. He rich. But I ain't know that. I wanted to do Paul Wall know that.
Yeah, he probably don't.
Paul Wall stopped doing that commercial stuff. He just didn't say nothing publicly or whatever. But he stopped the commercial stuff a long time ago. He only went commercial for a little bit.
He invested in a tech company, so he didn't have to, what you call, let me try to take this call. Hold what you got. I'll be right back.
Mm-hmm. I guess all these niggas sleeping. What you been working on, Scratch?
So what?
I said, what you been working on?
Oh, shoot. I'm trying to get back to life since Confetti done went back to the house.
They're ready for everything, so.
Oh, yeah, she told me he had came out.
Hold on. Oh, boy, uh-huh. I hate my phone did that. Hold on. Yeah, now, uh-oh. Hold on.
I told her, man, it's been so much damn drama. And sometimes either I be asleep from medication or people call me and drama me out the whole time the show going on. I'm like, it's been just a bunch of mess.
I just don't answer.
It's always like that.
I just don't answer. Well, you know, I got the house phone, too, so.
Yeah, I only got one phone. I be trying to see one thing, and then they start talking about something else, and I ain't going to tell them a lot when they ask me the question. I didn't see you at your birthday, your sister's birthday party. I was like, nope. So do. And you ain't gonna see me.
Mm-mm-mm.
And then it's a whole breakdown of that. I'm like, yeah, whatever.
Yeah, well.
We still siblings, but we ain't gotta talk. I ain't gotta talk to you.
Mm-mm.
But here, it's gonna go make a difference in my life, whether I talk to you or not.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
No, I'm back. I had to take a business call, so I'm back.
It's all good. We on app now. See, my phone probably getting ready to die in a second anyway.
Oh, shoot.
Yeah. I ain't trying to run back all the way back in the house to get the other phone.
Yeah, Sweet Pea, I put that flyer up, but it's almost too late. I got a... Gunplay, MMG, album release party for Gunplay down there on, what is that, the 29th I put on Facebook? And that's where I don't know if I put it out on my page, but I put it out in another group. If somebody wanted to open up, they get a ticket to the show, but it was charging My man who put it together, he just charging $350. He said they were trying to get $1,000 for the deal, but he said he'll do $350 if somebody wanted in the Houston area wanted to perform and open up. So, and it's what you call it. MMG,
yeah.
Rick Ross, and Gunplay going to be there. So, it's just opportunities. I think I put it on my page. I know I put it in my music page. So, like I say, every time I get an opportunity.
Too.
Yeah, well, every time I get opportunities
like
that.
Different.
Huh?
I said, yeah, I was like, it's a good opportunity, but I noticed, I was like, things is different now. I was like, people want you to pay to open? I was like, I didn't know
that. They be trying to get grand theft. Them some are going to be trying to get $1,000 and $1,500 to open up. That's what the going price would have been for that show since MMG, but the fact of the matter, my man, the one putting it on, he's just like, shit, man, just shit, $350, and I'm going to get a ticket. They're going to get a ticket to the show for friends to come support them and stuff like that. And would have had their name on the flyer, but, you know, they ain't got but, what, 4 or 5 days left? Friday will be here tomorrow, damn near. But, yeah, I put it out there for people because I always share. Every time I got a big event, I always share it. And then it's just an artist can't say, man, I ain't never had no opportunity. I'm like, well, hell, I'm trying to give you big opportunity where you performing in 10, 15,000 folks or better. You
yeah.
See? So,
and you know what I told Chris? I was like, it's a lot of opportunities out there. But the only reason why I don't set him up for that kind of stuff is because I feel like it'd be a setup in the wrong direction. Because it's like you need to have, like, you know how your brother, his mixtape is on the thing where people can download it and stuff like that. I'm like, we need merch and all that and so forth.
Well,
if you call me,
I can show him how to get all that for pennies on the dollar. I can show him how to get pennies on the dollar. I got Roosevelt so well rounded, people are looking at him. And they thinking he's God, like he signed to a major label. He's his own record label. I got his merchandise on there, coffee mugs, sweaters, T-shirts, hats. I got his downloads on there, 99-cent downloads. I got his videos on there, his bio, his photos. Everything is on his website.
So look, y'all,
he gets paid all the money.
I'm about to do that too, but I don't know which way to start, which is direction to go, basically. But
Van
I know Zuber. That I could link it to my YouTube. And
Van Zuber links to every social media that you got. I'm finna send it to you right now. This links to every one of your social media.
Store.
Your merch store is Printful. Let you design it. Printful is going to print the stuff up when somebody orders it. You won't have a stock load in your closet. When somebody orders it on your website, Printful is going to print it up and ship it to them. If it's a $10 mug and Printful wants $5, you're going to get $5. Printful's going to get $5, and the people are going to pay $10 plus shipping. It's going straight to their doorstep. You don't touch no merchandise.
Because yeah, I want to do some kind of like, I guess, like garden humor or something. And I want to do one, of course, with my name on it or logo, you know, when I get that together too. But I basically want to do like funny ones. Like, I want to have, like, somebody, like you say, where them hoes at. But he really, you know, it's a garden hoe. It's a tool. So I want to do stuff like that because I know people are buying.
I'm going to send this to you. And see, I got him with a QR code. So now on his business cards and on his flyers, you scan the QR code, and it takes you straight to the website. And you go to the website, you can buy T-shirts, buy downloads. You can sit up there and watch his music videos, go to his Facebook, Instagram, whatever social media he's got, LinkedIn, you can go to that. And you do everything self-contained. You're your own record label. You're your own record label. As long as you know how to market yourself, you're your own record label. You pay yourself. And then I got him linked in with a brand artist direct. Is my guy Stone Paxton from Las Vegas is his company. And it takes you and distributes your music to 248 countries. That's how I got Roosevelt set up. When you go, it goes to iTunes, Spotify, all the streaming platforms your music is going to be on. And you pay yourself. Check come to you. don't know. Did that go through?
I don't do music myself, but I want to start. Eventually, I'm gonna start more than one channel. Because the one that I have now, it pretty much got tailored specifically to gardening. At this point, that's how it blew up. I've been having that channel. But now the people that know me, they know me for gardening. But I want to do another, maybe a lifestyle, or maybe even like a couple's blog, how everybody do, you know.
Yeah, that's what you do. You start doing your podcast, everything. Yeah, but look at that, what I just sent you right there. You're going to say, wow. And that's self-contained. Everything's self-contained. Mm-hmm. I did all that.
And I've been looking for some other places to put the show at, too, but I haven't seen none that really make sense to me that I really like that would be beneficial. I feel
what
like
you mean?
It would just cost. Well, the recorded part of the show, we could use that as a podcast and just put that on somewhere else.
Well, if everybody had a camera, you can actually have a podcast. If everybody had cameras tied into their phones or laptops, you can do a Zoom podcast.
Well, that's
it'd be just the show,
the
but you'd be on Zoom, and people could see it live. They can go on live. It's just like a Clubhouse.
To see, like, just the audio, though, is a good enough to be a podcast. We don't even have to. It's just I don't know how to record what we already done and to get it onto somewhere else, basically. But I don't know if they're going to charge him for that, though. If he taking some blog talk, and if he was to say, put him on SoundCloud and that kind of thing, that's what I'm talking about.
Well, see, the deal is if he had a microphone that ties into his cell phone and he just put it on speakerphone and he got the microphone recording off into his laptop and then record off into the program.
Mm.
You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
All he had to do was put it on speakerphone and then put the microphone up the speakerphone and record right off in the Cubase or whatever. And he can live stream that. I mean, if he wants to live stream the audio and have just his video right there and then everybody else just calling, you know, talking, he can have just him talking and just be him as the moderator, video of him moderator, and then the microphone picking up through the speaker. So it pick up through the speakerphone.
That's a good idea, too. It could be just, yeah, him on the camera and everybody else on the thing. So
mm-hmm.
And I'm trying to look for different places. I know SoundCloud is one. SoundCloud is back jumping.
It's almost like when they do music review.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost like how they do music review on what you call it. But the only deal is any streaming platform like YouTube, if you put it on YouTube, they're going to sit up there and block the music if it ain't clear music.
Right.
That's the deal.
That's
what I was telling Booty and them before about Zone.
Part.
Yeah, when I was telling Booty and them about Zone, I was like, man, they blocking everybody. And then Booty and them called me a week later, man, they done blocked my damn Zone 24 episode. I said, because you got music that ain't clear. We ain't got clear. Now they scratching everything out the deal, just deleting your whole page. Some of it saying muting part of your audio, and the rest of it saying deleting your whole, what you call it, due to copyright infringement.
That's crazy.
Mm, they serious on that.
How to get around that?
Well, it ain't no. I mean, shit. You damn near. You got to damn near play music. There's nobody's music except for your own, really.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
It. It'd be like underground artists calling in with their music and stuff like that.
Well, yeah, that's what we was doing anyway. But you know. That's why I said just the audio parts could be used.
Yeah, but see, if it was anything like a Tupac song or anybody's song that we ain't got the clearance for, then as soon as you try to put it out on YouTube, they're going to block it. They're going to go in the mute or they'll block the whole deal, take the whole deal down. That's
well,
just
no,
how crucial they are now.
We had to stop all that out. Because I would say, like, without the music, now I say we got to chop all that down. Because without the music, I would say the show is probably still about an hour to an hour and a half, depending on what's going on that day. And we could take all the music out and re-upload it to different places, then that would be more awareness to the show, basically.
Well, the show, you have to go into a talk show format, because if you started playing music, then there had to be all original artist music that's, like, you know, underground artists pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they got the permission, because you go try and play something, they're going to say, Warner Music Group says violation. We took this down for a Warner Music Group or Universal Music Group violation. And you be like, boom, damn. So that's what happened. They did a Buddha had a KRS-One song on there. And I said, man, if you ain't got clearance, they nailing everybody to the cross. And he called me back the next week, man. They done took my Zone episode down, man. I said, what? He said, yeah, copyrights. I said, I told you. I said, I got a man. He called me, and he said, I need you to work for the label, being a internet copyright infringement inspector. And I was like, what is that? And he's like, all you do is you go on YouTube and watch YouTube all day and find anybody that's got one of our artists' catalogs, so then we can file a disclaimer against it. And I was like, no, I'm not finna do that. I said, hey, I like to sample my damn self. I said, I'm not finna do that. I appreciate the offer, but cause they're just like, you know all about music. You know all different types of genres of music. I'm like, yeah, but I'm not gonna do that. I like the sample. That's part of the creativity of music. Mm-hmm. But that's what they're doing now. They have somebody sitting there just surfing. But see, now what happens is it's got the digital watermark. So once you try to post something with that digital watermark, it's going to automatically click on and be like, okay, this belongs to Universal or this belongs to Warner. And once all their music catalog belongs to them, does that digital watermark in on YouTube, it's going to say that they copyright infringement. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they sold it for sure. All that stuff. I'm still trying to learn that, how to do that part, because that's the new part, the coding. It seems like you have to work
it
some kind of way.
They got a deal in with that like the BDS. That BDS is that encoding. So when it played on the radio, you come across your digital radio screen, Drake and whatever the name of the song is. Well, see, all that digital encoding is encoded into any file that's played on YouTube. So once that encoding goes into that YouTube, it's going to say, okay, this is your song. Now, if you go on there and start rapping over a Plies beat, they're going to say, okay, this is Plies' song. So then before, you be a rap over it all day long, and it's just like, well, it's your freestyle over Plies' beat. Now you go try to freestyle over Plies' beat. As soon as you try to upload it, it's going to say copyright infringement.
Now, you know what? I was just thinking about that, especially since all that stuff, they just started doing that in the last few years. Because it used to be fine to make a mixtape or whatever, especially if you wasn't selling it. It wasn't a big deal. But I'm getting at, this is the thing I noticed. I got so much love for all the people in charge, because when you go through and you look at Chris's music, it is credited to the correct people, but they never took any of it down. So I was thinking to myself, I was like, you know, Wiz Khalifa might like your two songs, or somebody that's in charge of his music, because they still up there.
He didn't got lucky.
And he rapped over, I Got the Keys when he first came out. He was the first one to do it.
Okay, that's been about 10 years ago?
Yeah, and it's still up there.
Yes, it is.
He called it cheesecake. I got the cheese, I got the cake, something like that. But yeah, it's still up there. Then that the own note, that was a that song was called Uber Driver. And I was like, his song actually go harder than the Uber Driver. I was like, man, you lucky. I was like, they like your stuff. Because the stuff that's whack, it come right down. I be seeing it come right down, and all your stuff is it's still up there on YouTube.
Oh, why they won't play? I got to watch this shit after. My son got two news interviews already. I'm trying to watch one of them. I'll watch it when we get done.
He got a news interview.
Yeah, he got two news interviews. I don't know what you call it, from the news stations up there in Little Rock. Both of the Little Rock news station doing preseason interviews with him. They expected to win the state championship, and he's going to be probably the number one running back in the state. So they got all eyes on him.
That's okay.
Well, I'm just mad because he still ain't told me. We ain't just had to sit down and find out where the hell he wants to go play at.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I'm just shy. I won't be able to rest until I'm like, okay, all right, he done committed to this college. Once I know where he done committed to, it's like, okay, I can sigh relief. It's like, okay, it ain't. Yeah, that's the question everybody asks. Where he going? 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 And everybody asking, man, you need to get him to go here. I said, he's going to go where the hell he wants to go. I made him a good suggestion where to go, where he can get looks, better looks for the NFL. So that's why I made recommendation. But he's a grown man, he's his own man. So wherever he goes, I mean, he's getting a scholarship 4 years. And I told him if he, you know, he does good in 2 years, he can go to the draft and live his dream. If not, finish out your school and get your education and have your degree free. I said, what beats a free education just for running the ball?
Ain't nothing wrong with that at all.
That's it's only so many kids get called. Many are called, but only a few are chosen. So you got to realize once you got that many colleges wanting you and you got 4 years paid, all expense, no tuition, that you got to come out of your pocket. All you got to do is run the ball, and if you get an NIL deal, then they pay you name and likeness deal. Now you can get, if you go five-star, then you get $1 million endorsement deal at 18. If you go four-star, you get about $400,000. You go two- or three-star, you get $100,000, $200,000 cash money in your pocket at 18 just for them to use your name on a football game or on a billboard or on a Gatorade commercial, whatever they want to do. But to use your name.
That's good. Because I wish they could sue them for that. All the people in the past who they didn't pay. And all the kids that they put out of school.
Well, they were paying under the table is what it was doing. They still do it now. But see, before they were paying under the table, they say, hey, your mom's going to be your mom. You know, most of the kids, they were coming from the projects. So it's like, okay, we're going to put your mom in the house and give her $100,000 bins. You come here, and we're going to make $5 million off of you going up to a bowl game. We go to a bowl game and win, then, hell, we done made the school $5 million. So, hell, we can give your mama $120,000 house and $100,000 car, $200,000, and then we make $5 million, and then we make more off of endorsements for our college. Yeah, they might make $15 million off of that athlete. And all you got is your mama a house. And they might buy you a Dodge Hellcat for $70,000. And see, it's not the college's money, it's boosters' money. All the big billionaires, that's what they do. Like the Texas, that's why Texas used to get all the athletes, because all the billionaires, oil tycoons in Texas were like, hey, man, y'all get that guy over here. I'm going to have him cut my ranch. He'll just get on my tractor and cut my ranch during the off season, and it make it look like I paid him to keep my yard maintenance. So now here it is, you are 18 with a $100,000 chain and a $70,000 Hellcat on some 26s.
Mhm.
And it's all legal because you cut this man grass, and that's what he paid you to cut the grass.
It was a loophole. And once they start catching on to it, they're like, wait a minute, y'all college are actually paying these players. And then the players that didn't go to the NFL, they started telling, well, the college paid me to come to their college, and they paid me. And so they started busting all them colleges down, saying, oh, y'all paying players. And then when it got to where they were like, well, players are only going to stay for 2 years, and then when they're eligible to go to the NFL, they're going to the big money. So they said, hey, well, here's what we'll do. We'll do NIL deals, so if y'all stay, then we can get y'all NIL deals so y'all can still get paid money, take care of your family and stuff like that, so y'all won't just come do 2 years and then leave the university. Then they got to bring somebody else in every 2 years for your position.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just like an anchor in the water now. That's all they did. They did the NIL deal to try to keep a player for 4 years.
It's all a bunch of crap.
That's what they do now. They play 2 years of basketball, and they go to the NBA. So when they play their second year of basketball, you hear, I'm going to the draft.
They kicked him out of school because he had a part-time job.
Yep. Well, your grades ain't up. You get a part-time job and your grades ain't up. That's what I told my son. So you got to have your grades up. Just because you get a scholarship, that don't mean shit. You don't get your grades up. You off the team.
It was something about that NAACP stuff where they wasn't supposed to work and they wasn't supposed to do anything, but this was before they actually started paying them. And he got just a part-time job to be having money to eat with. His grades are still good, and they tried to put him out of school.
Well, they did that. They normally, that's what they make them do. They make them cut like the athletic director's house or the coach's house. See, them coaches, they be having big ass houses on the lake and shit. They be having $3-4 million houses on the lake. So they'll be like, well, I want y'all gonna keep my yard maintained, and you gonna keep my swimming pool maintained. So it's like they getting paid a salary to work. And they might only work one day out the goddamn month. And here they is giving them $100,000 check. Stipend is what they call it. They get,
yep.
Them coaches get caught up. They get caught. Tennessee just the other day, they got on them, Tennessee something. They just got on them, I think it was Tennessee, or Vanderbilt, one of them, I think Tennessee. But they got on them about the former coach. They just put sanctions on them, said the former coach was paying the players. So it all comes to the light. Once a player don't make it to the NFL, he get mad, and then he goes telling on his former coach, and that's what it always happens. Yeah, they do that. Me and 86's friends we grew up with in California, their cousin, he went and wrote a book. He went to the NBA, but he wrote a book about how the coaches were paying him and doing his homework and everything in college.
Doing his homework.
Doing his homework.
Oh,
that's what happened. My homeboy down here, one of my best homeboys, and I got to catch up with him. My mama seen him at a food truck selling food. But he was one of the baddest fullbacks ever. They won a state championship with him. Our coach, Coach Rankin, was doing his homework. When he went down to Bethune-Cookman down there and over by Orlando to go to college, he had to drop out the first semester because he was dumb and didn't know how to do no homework.
Mm-hmm.
He made it all the way to college on a scholarship, and then didn't, because it's a black college, so he don't have all that SAT and ACT and all that stuff. So he got in off a scholarship because he was good at sports and got there and was dumb as bricks.
Man.
And see,
that's
what happens to a lot of them.
There's so many people's stories, so many people talking about they got a college degree and they can't read. I'm like, what the hell you got a degree in then?
You got to look at that guy, Marcus Dupree. Look at him. He couldn't read. He signed that damn contract for the USL Football League or whatever. He had that 30-plus-30 story, and everybody took his money. He had like a $5 million contract or whatever it was, and they took all his money from him. Them agents took all his money. He didn't know how to read nothing.
Mm-hmm.
You don't know how to read, and you got people managing your money. That's just like you saying, okay, Chris, I'm going to leave the checkbook on the coffee table. And Chris say, okay. Baby, I went and bought groceries. And he's like, oh, okay, appreciate it. But baby done bought groceries. Yeah, but he didn't tell you he went over there and bought some new rims, too. And that's what happened with MC Hammer. MC Hammer had like 30 people handling his money. He had an accounting firm where everybody had access to the account. So it's just like, okay, I go ahead, buy me a new Mercedes, buy my wife a new Mercedes, buy my daughter a new Mercedes for graduating fifth grade, and she ain't even old enough to drive yet. I'm going to take my wife and what you call on a cruise, because all Hammer knows is when he wake up the next day, he's in another city or he's in another country. He didn't have time to count his money. Hammer's on tour. Hammer spent nine months out of a whole year on tour.
He sure did.
The rest of the time was promo and recording in the studio. I mean, they even had the tour bus with a studio in it. So he was nonstop busy. So he can't count his money. So he's trusting these people. Hey, okay, y'all got my best interest. Then when it comes down to Hammer, you owe these taxes. He's like, how old are these taxes? Well, Hammer is saying in your account that you made this many million. And Hammer's saying, but my account only got this many million in there. I need an audit. When the audit is like, oh, y'all stole my money from me. I'm supposed to have $40 million that they charged me on my taxes, but I'm only showing $33 million in the account. So y'all got me for $7
million. Damn.
That's why you got to almost be in charge of your own money, where you got to sign off on it. That's what Boosie was talking about. Young Blue Neil signed some checks in his name.
He did what?
Boosie was saying Young Blues Camp then signed some checks in his name.
I wonder why.
Forged Boosie's signature on some checks.
That's some bullshit.
Yeah, I guess it probably been Boosie signing off on the check and then Young Blue signing off on the check. So Young Blue's people, I guess, forged Boosie's name, so Boosie didn't even know about the $9 million. I think they said they gave him $9 million, Empire Records.
Damn.
And see, Boosie wanted his 20%. Boosie said...